What are you into, sexy? You're so cute, nice eyes. I meet a few, I like kissing cute boys and wanking them off or sucking them. I love the taste of cum and a cute ass in my hands. I'll defo come over to meet you. What time are you thinking of? Please say yes, please say yes, please say yes. Cool, please don't tell anyone though. I'll defo come over. I'm 29 though, okay? I won't tell anyone. I promise.
You fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
And a job. Marble Sam.
Yeah, it's Marble Coast, Marble Coldstone.
Yeah, it's a Marble Slab Creamery, sir.
Marble Coldstone, right?
It's a Marble Slab Creamery. It's same like a Coldstone, yes, sir.
What do you mean it's the same? It's not the same, then?
Coldstone is a different franchise than the Marble Slab.
So you don't use...
same concept.
You don't use stone? You use what?
It's the same thing. It's a marble slab. A Coldstone use also a slab.
But you
put the ice cream on...
But you can't make it cold then, right? Because then it's illegal because it's copyright?
Sir, it's ice cream. It's cold.
Yeah,
it's
but
frozen.
But the marble can't be. The marble, it can't be cold. It's just marble.
Marble is cold like ice because it's on the machine which makes the marble cold.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to say cold stone. That it's not... It's a cold... You're using a cold stone?
Sir, we are not Coldstone. Sorry, we are Marble Slab.
So then you don't have any, your ice cream doesn't... Okay, I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay, what do you order?
One ice cream.
For what?
One ice creams.
So when you come here, we will make your order?
No, I don't want to stand there with the disgusting people. I want to just pick it up and go.
Sorry, we don't do that, sir.
I don't wait, motherfucker.
Okay. Fuck you then.
Then don't wait.
Go fuck yourself.
Then put the marble up your ass, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, idiot.
Banchot.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's not be like that. Don't be like that. I'm sorry, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, one ice creams.
Sir, we don't take orders. I'm sorry.
You take my orders because I'm American.
So?
Where are you from?
I am American too.
You Banchod? Where are you? What are you?
Teri mali Banchoda kutia dalia.
Kutia.
Kora tuwa?
Marani
fwa. Teri panula numara kutia.
Yeah.
Kira tuwa Banchoda gandhi na thalia.
Yeah, you're the monkey that fell out of the tree eating ice cream.
You motherfuckers. Banchod?
Yeah, bring your sister wants ice cream too. Bring ice cream for her.
No, my brother, I'm fucking your sister right here in America. Why are you worried about that?
No,
I
was fucking your sister and now she needs ice cream.
I'm fucking right here, your sister. All your sister, I'm fucking here.
Okay, I'm fucking your mother and all your fathers. All five fathers.
Go fuck yourself. Look at your face. Fucking is a dirty. Your mother was a bitch, right?
Nope.
She was fucking fucked like 10 people then. You came out of her pussy, right?
Your mother's the bitch like a dog
you
in the street
fuck
getting fucked.
Bad motherfucker.
Fucked in the street like
a dog. I want ice cream. Yeah, ice cream. Look at your face, fucker. You don't deserve ice cream.
No, I don't.
Lick my dick.
Okay.
It tastes better than ice cream. Fucker. So hang up. Motherfucker.
Bitch. Hang up. He said. That was like hep. How many rats live in the house that you grew up in? Oh, man. Radio. What makes it express? What's that about?
I'm located inside the River Center Mall in the food court area.
So?
My menu is a smaller concept.
That's not express.
Can I help you with anything?
Yeah, is it still the same stupid people working there like at the regular IHOP?
It depends who are the stupid people you're talking about.
Like the ones that have dark skin?
You got anything else better to do?
Nope.
So what do you want?
Well, I was supposed to go to a cookout with my family, but then I faked like I wasn't feeling well so I could stay home, and my wife left, and I'm here all by myself with the cats, and I thought I'd just call you and ask about IHOP.
Oh, okay.
And all the different things you have.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why do you say it like that? Oh, oh. It goes in your nose when you go, oh. You go, oh. Oh, okay. It does. Oh. Ethnic woman, yeah. Pretty sexy ethnic woman with the dark pussy lips. I love them all. Love the contrasting colors between the skin and the labia and the inside of the vagina. Darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Why'd you... Darker the berry, sweeter the juice. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm saying. While I play this song. What do you want? Oh, hang on. What do you want? What? You're on mute. What do you want?
Screw you.
Yeah, screw you. You told me you fuck off and all this shit, so I...
Dude, I don't want to fuck... I don't want to fuck you up, man.
Hey, Carlito, I think that is a little bit drunk.
Just a little bit, yeah. But he said, fuck you to me and all this shit. So I said, okay, all right, bye.
I wasn't on the show at this time.
Oh, it's okay. You use the N-word yet, buddy?
Me?
Yeah. I didn't get that mad. The other people got more mad than I did when I heard that. No one got mad.
Who get mad?
Oh, who cares? Forget it.
Okay. Yeah, I was using the N word as the white supremacist.
Hello. It's okay. You were defending yourself, kinda. You know, you had to.
Me?
Yeah, you were. She said she was gonna kill you, right? So yeah.
Some people tell me that. I never heard it.
Well,
so
shut
maybe.
Up. Just say yes. God, you're dumb. We're trying to make an alibi for you.
Okay. So, yeah, they were threatening me.
I love you, man. Bullshit. What do you want? Did you call anybody at the dead, or are you still just talking drunk? What's going on? Steve? Steven?
Dead. Are you there?
If he passed out, I hope he didn't. Not on his back.
yeah, because yeah. But you have to turn on his
yeah.
side, because otherwise he will vomit and and suffocate.
You'll Jimi Hendrix yourself.
Is that how he die?
That's what
really?
They say. Yeah, either drug or alcohol. I think.
Yeah, I heard. Someone told me couple of years ago that he took a syringe and stick it right up his eyes. So I don't know.
Oh, you see, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, when it comes to people like that young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, sound good to talk to you finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I like hearing you. I thought we talked. No, we didn't talk that one time.
Yeah, just one time. You were on your hospital bed, I think.
I thought I remembered that.
Yeah.
Dad. Oh, shit.
I think he.
Oh. Oh.
There he is.
Oh.
Here goes the final.
Oh.
What happened? Where'd you go?
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay?
Oh. Oh.
Thanks.
Oh.
Hey, Cardito, are you doing some pranks right now?
I was, but I did because the dad wasn't doing any, and he kicked me off. I got a little upset. But I'll stay on with you guys. We can combine.
What? I kicked you out?
Yeah,
what?
You hung up on me. You hung up the phone on me. You hung up the Skype. Really rude.
I'm sorry, Carlito. Now I'm gonna cry.
Oh, boo.
I'm gonna go cry.
Go cry. See ya. Bye. So what's wrong? Your wife is working and she didn't talk to you?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Sunglass Hut. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for my friend Steve's wife. She didn't call him, and she was supposed to go to the mall to work today.
Okay, you call Sunglass.
Yeah.
I'm
calling the stores that she usually goes to. We're trying to find her because they got into a fight, and she didn't call him before going to work. Yeah, he's back here playing jazz music and crying.
Please let me find her.
Do you have any dark-skinned Latina women there? Or have any come through today?
Is this San Antonio, sir? Of course we do.
Okay, that's right.
Please let me find her.
But not Mexican ones. Like,
I love her.
Dark-skinned Latina women, but more like...
She's a Dominican, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, that. Like Caribbean-looking. Like really black, like Negro-looking.
I'm not sure I've actually witnessed any of that.
You haven't seen any dark-skinned Latina women. Okay. All right, well, listen, can I give you this picture? And if you see her around, can you let us know? We'll call the number at the bottom of the paper.
I'm not sure how you would actually send me a picture, sir, but...
No, I'm right here. Yeah, this one right here. Can you just take it? You don't have to put it up on your window, but if you see this girl, just give a call back to the number in the bottom of this, okay?
I love her.
Sure, absolutely. Send
okay.
a picture.
We'll all right, here you thanks, go. Sir. All right, buddy, thanks.
Dude, have you ever been in love, man?
Okay.
Have you ever been in love?
He asked you a question.
Yes, I guess, sure.
What, gay love or straight love?
It doesn't matter, I guess. At this
because
point.
You're pretty gay right now, so...
Okay, sir. At this point, I have customers to deal with the register, but I'm not sure how I can help you. I can direct you to somebody else who would actually be able to talk to you a little bit more in depth of what you need.
Yeah, you know what? Go fuck yourself, you motherfucking piece of shit. You're not going to help me anyway.
Wait. You said you can transfer?
Okay.
You can. I'm sorry about him.
Sure,
you can transfer it? Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fuck.
Boom, 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 boom.
Great. Transfer.
Yeah. Hey, Carlito. How come I can call you? I can't call you.
You can? I don't know.
You seem like, you know, the cross, like...
You could call Carlito and bang him in the asshole.
No,
I think you said something weird to me, and I got scared, and I banned you, I think. Hang on, all I'm banned.
You banned me? No.
I blocked you, because you said we were saying something weird to me. I forget what it was. I think I was on heroin, on morphine.
Okay.
And you said something that threw me off, and I was like, oh, and I hit...
Okay.
What are you called again? Train crash.
Yeah, I was
train wreck, train
maybe
crash.
Yeah, just to join the conf.
There you go. It should be different now.
Okay. Hey, the dead. Join Carlito. Okay?
Huh?
You and me, we are John Carlito, okay? I hung up.
Okay, then Carlito can go on Mixer and disconnect the Mixer and do his own thing then, right?
Are you gonna connect? You gotta, not if you're not gonna be with me, you gotta be on with me. You gotta be on with me?
Yes,
yeah,
I will.
I'm gonna be on with you.
Alright, okay, let me throw some switches, okay? Lazy wife.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Ruth's Chris.
Yeah.
Steakhouse located in the Grand Hyatt Hotel. My name is Matlin. How may I assist you?
To start off, I'm very upset at women right now. Just to let you know. All right. So hopefully I don't say like the C word or anything like that to you because I'm really pissed off, motherfucker. All right. I'm going to try to contain myself. You think you can hang?
Of course.
All right. Listen. So my friend the dead, Steven, sorry. We call him, he's codenamed the dead, and he was on the ghost squad. Anyway, so his wife was supposed to be there with another man today, We found out. So we wanted to call to see, is there any dark-skinned Latin women there?
Yeah, fucking Dominicans, you
know.
Yeah,
with another man. This is her husband on the line with me, Steve.
And yeah, fucking Dominicans, man.
Yeah,
you know.
She's Dominican, she's dark-skinned. She has like a kinky hair, you know, it's kinked up. She has big gold hoop earrings because we're going to go down there and kick his ass.
Yeah, you've seen her picture, so you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
You know, have you seen the girl?
So you're trying to see if a woman's here?
Yeah, because if she's
she has a fucking pierced earring, and now she has a She has her belly button pierced because she's with another fucking guy. So, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
If she's down there, we're going to go to the table and we're going to flip the table over and, you know, take care of him.
Well, I haven't seen any women with a Dominican man or anything like that.
No.
That.
She's Dominican.
Dominican
she
woman.
She is Dominican.
Oh, she is.
She's not with a Dominican man or nothing. Yeah. There's a fucking Dominican whore, so, you know.
Oh, so you're trying to see if she's here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me place you on hold, then let me look.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're going to check their manifest 7, for Dominicans?
847, or ordering online at www.rootsa.com.
Oh,
every detail.
Like Caucasian, black, Caucasian, Puerto Rican, Mexican. Nope, no Dominicans.
Thank you for holding. We will be with you shortly.
You're okay. I can't wait for her to go up to a black man and ask her she's Dominican.
Hey Carlito, are we on Mixler right now?
Thank you for calling.
Supposed to be, yes.
Steakhouse
okay,
Riverwalk.
Thank you.
We are located in the Grand Hyatt Hotel at 600 East Market Street.
Dude, this is fucking funny, I tell, right?
7 days a week, and from 6 a.m. Monday to Friday, and 6:30 a.m.
Yeah, we're on Mixler right now too.
We also have a location at 77.
Thank you for holding, sir. She's not here. We only have two parties here. And one's a large six-top party, and the other one's a family of four.
Yeah. All right. And you're not protecting her or anything, because we're not going to do anything to her. It's him that we're going to get, like...
No, absolutely not.
He's this Greek He's this Greek fucking Onassis-looking motherfucker. So, would you mind if we drive by, if we see his car... In the, we know his car. We know the license plate.
Yeah, you know what? His name is Alki David, so, yeah.
Alki.
Okay, we don't have a reservation under that name.
He's a billionaire that owns a fucking company, a media company.
Yeah, it's called Philmon, and he's being
like
sued.
A Chicago. He's a Coca-Cola bottling air. And he's an asshole, too.
Yeah.
So, you know,
he's being sued by everybody and their mother.
Yeah.
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 Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Anyway,
no,
so
I'm so sorry. I couldn't help you further, but she's not here.
There's no problem with us going and checking out all the cars to make sure that none of them license plate match. Because if we find that car, then we're gonna probably let the air out of the tires.
Okay. There's nothing. I'm so sorry. I can't do anything to help you further.
Can we go to your parking lot then? Do you have valet parking? Right?
We don't have a parking lot.
You have valet parking?
We're with the hotel.
You have valet parking, motherfucker.
Yes, with the hotel.
Can I talk to the valet guys then and look, have them let me look at all the cars?
Well, I can't transfer you over there.
Okay.
Because we are using a restaurant phone.
Did you check?
If you want to call the hotel with the Grand Hyatt.
Are you sure? Are you sure they're not in the men's room right now having sex?
I can't check the men's room.
Can you send a guy there to see if there's a Dominican woman with a Greek guy having sex?
Well, I can put my manager on the phone.
Yeah, okay, because he's Greek, so he's probably doing it in the ass.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
At the Prime Bar, Swizzle and Swirl Happy Hour cocktails and signature prime bites.
Sorry,
you can enjoy.
I'm not upsetting you, am I?
But our beautiful
fucking Elky David with my wife. God damn it!
I thought Elky was your friend. I thought he was your friend. That dickhead.
I know, but he's a fucking my wife now, so he's not my friend.
Bruce Chris Riverwalk is the proud recipient of many awards, most recently winning the Dorona Award.
Dude, he's being sued by every single
fine dining restaurant in North America.
But your wife, you would be fucking pissed up.
Fuck Alky David, he'll never come anywhere near me. He's a piece of crap. He's being sued by every television studio in the fucking country.
Yeah, he is.
And he comes up with these bullshit fucking things about, I'm going to sue CBS for piracy because one of their websites was a SourceForge, hosted a U-Torrent on it. So I gotcha. Like, kind of weak, Alky, but all right, buddy.
At Ruth's
then he said the guy was going to kill himself.
And enjoy private dining facilities and menus that accommodate
guy that supposed was going to commit suicide on the video and he didn't do it. It was fake.
If you're looking for an extra special dining experience, ask us about River Barge Dining. It is the perfect way to entertain on the river.
Doesn't he say he invented holograms on stage?
Booking your event, ask to speak with our sales manager, or you can go to our website.
He brought the hologram company.
SA.com.
And it made Tupac hologram possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says that he owns the rights to hologram performers.
Yeah, that's a fucking bullshit.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, who's this? Is there a man there I can talk to?
I'm the general manager here.
Yeah, but we have a lot of problem with women not handling things, messing stuff up, making mistakes.
What is it you're needing, sir?
It's man business.
What do you need?
Yeah, my wife's fucking on me with Elky David.
Yeah, there's his wife's there now with another man. We just found out because he checked in on Twitter and it's with his wife. So we wanted to know if we could come in and we'll pay you anything, you know, for like damage to the tables and the plates and stuff like that.
You're not going to come in here and cause damage to our restaurant. I'll call the police.
Well, listen. We just want to work it out with you. We'll give you the money up front.
No.
You rope
no.
off an error. Come on.
No. Thank you so much.
Come on. What about the cars?
Come on. What the hell?
You're not going to get hit.
Hey, call her back and say we could offer you a Lamborghini to do it.
Yeah. Tell her we have Jennifer Lawrence nude pictures.
Yeah. No, call her back. Call her back. I want to say I have a Lamborghini.
Speaking of those pictures, have you seen them?
I've seen, I guess, the first round. I saw them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not Olivia Munn. I know that's a fake one. There's no proof that's Olivia Munn. The only Olivia Munn picture is some, like, small-titted girl in a nurse costume getting fucked.
And, Carlito.
What?
Elky David is only worth $400 million right now.
Oh, he's poor.
Wow.
Fuck
he
him.
Was a billionaire, though. What the fuck happened?
Well, he's going to lose a lot more. Motherfucker, he's going to lose a lot more.
Damn. Yeah.
All that money he got was from his father.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Ruth's Chris Steakhouse located in the Grand Hyatt Hotel. My name is Matlin. How may I assist you?
Yeah, can we speak to the woman manager?
Yes, one moment.
All right, today,
and
here we go.
Dessert,
I love you, baby.
Today, you're doing
brulee. That's to die for. It all
oh,
adds
I'm talking
up.
To my wife.
This is Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Look, if you show up here, I'm going to call the police.
Hey, Mary.
Okay?
How are you?
Don't call back here.
We're sorry.
Hey.
We're sorry. We're not going to show up there.
Don't call back here.
Can we just check this here?
Why are you
up here? Damn.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are taking this one?
No, she was going to crash there. I tried to save it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I never talked to her, I think.
No.
So therefore, we can call her back, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess.
Probably heard to me, so.
Yeah,
Thank you for calling Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah, I'm in the ceiling tiles over the toilet, and I don't see him in here with her, so I think we're just going to pass.
Okay, and you're here in the restaurant?
No, well, we're in the hotel, and we're inside, like, where the elevator shaft is, and it goes over where your bathroom is for the restaurant.
Okay, at the top level across from Bar Roadhole?
I'm inside the elevator shaft right now. Yeah, I'm looking in.
Okay, all right, thank you.
I put a fiber optic camera in here. I don't see anyone in here. I think we're good.
Okay, thank you.
Now they're going to call the cops because I sent them there.
Yeah,
now they're going to call the cops. Shit.
That's sick, man.
They're already like, oh my god, they're here. Okay, thank you. She just told the manager, and the manager's like, okay, call 911. They said,
yeah.
That's not good.
That's sick, man. That's what it is.
Well, you guys said call him back. That's what you guys said.
Yeah.
Technically, we could call them back. That's what you said.
Is that how I sound?
No.
Okay.
Here's another steakhouse.
Okay.
You should call my stepdaughter right now.
No.
And speak in Spanish.
No one will understand it.
Huh?
No one will understand it.
You want to call my stepdaughter? I'll give you the number.
Yeah, but no one will understand it.
God damn it.
Because it's Spanish. No one's going to understand that shit.
She speaks English.
All right, give me the number. What's her name? Reynosa?
Archie Lady.
Archie Lady? Ardelacy?
Artist Lady. Dude, shut the fuck up.
What is it really? Arcelady.
Arcelady.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, I got you.
You know Arcelady, come on.
Corsalady.
Ardelady.
Ardelady.
Dude,
Ardelady.
You're Puerto Rican, you know her name, come on.
No, we don't have those Dominican names like you guys do.
I know you know this.
Be quiet. Be quiet for a minute, please. Thank you.
No, I'm not.
Now I have a problem. Shit.
Should I see you or Skype you?
Put it in Skype.
Main room or private?
Main room.
Main room?
Yes.
Okay, I trust the train wreck enough to not give a fuck, so yeah. Okay.
No, don't worry, man.
No, dude, I trust you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then do it private if you're scared. It's okay.
No, I love train wreck. Train wreck's my buddy, so.
Right now, I can't dial anybody, so. Trying to fix that.
Yeah, but I don't know if you could dial the DR dog.
Yep. Supposed to. Be able to. Thank you.
for this shit, homie. And remember, she's 15, so no fucking after washer, so...
Oh, don't worry, we'll take care of her for you. We'll take care of your niece or whatever it is. Who is she?
Stepdaughter.
Stepdaughter, okay. Still working on fixing the phone here, hang on.
That's my main phone line, by the way, so...
I can't make any calls, I don't think.
Why is that, Carly?
The app that I use, I don't use Skype, I use something else, and for some reason sometimes it just gets into this mode where it won't connect anything. It just says that I'm missing all the calls.
Oh.
Usually I just log out of it and log back in and it fixes, but it's not right now. Let me try the Dominican number. No. All right, hang on. I'm muting you guys.
Huh? All right.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Why'd you want us to call her again? Why? Does she have something funny she does? Or?
What?
Cállate. Does the dad? What does she want us to? What did you want us to say to her? I forgot. Dad.
Speak Spanish.
Hold on for a minute.
Fucking asshole. Hey, so you Dominican? You Dominican?
Hey, it's Steve.
Oh yeah, that's cool. You have dark hair, dark eyes, dark hair. Huh? Hello? Do you like Santa Claus? Do you like Santa Claus?
Oh, oh, oh.
I know but then.
Oh, do you have Santa Claus in the Dominican Republic?
I don't understand.
Do you have water? ¿Tienes agua?
Ah, yes.
Oh, from where? ¿De dónde?
Toda la piscina.
Do you have to go to the el pozo? Do you have to bajar al pozo to get water?
Not well.
No? You just turn on the faucet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's good. Do you have electric lights? You just turn on the switch? Switch? Yeah?
Give me a Steve.
You have McDonald's?
Give me a Steve.
Steve? As Steve?
The nearest McDonald's is in Santiago, so...
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey, loco. You loco, man?
Wow, you guys are pretty boring.
Hey, give me a Steve.
Steve, can I hang up on your daughter-in-law?
Yeah.
Shaquille, what are you doing?
Just
hung
up.
I'm not doing nothing, you loco.
See?
You loco.
This is stupid. This is stupid. We're talking to stupid people about stupid things. I don't want to talk to her anymore, okay?
Where is Rosie? Where is... Dami Adi Lady.
Adi in the school.
Oh, Adi Lady in the school. Okay.
Tell you, amigo. Me. I speak Spanish.
Okay, cool. Me too.
Español, yeah.
I speak Spanish too, but I don't like to because it makes me, it brings me down.
He speaks Español.
Sí, yo hablo Español.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't like to. I like English better.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to speak Spanish. I'm embarrassed that I'm Latino.
Okay, bye.
Me da vergüenza.
Oh.
Yeah, hablar español me da vergüenza.
¿Por qué?
porque quiero ser, tú sabes, americano.
Okay.
Yo tomé pastillas para quitarme la oscuridad del pie y todo.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
I told her I took pills to take away my skin color, and she's like, oh, wow. Did she believe me, Dad?
No.
Dude, he's 12.
Okay, well.
Dude, he's 12, so, yeah.
You know who you should give that number to is Matt Hillock when he comes on in a little bit. He should talk to her. She's 12?
You know what? My wife isn't coming home until 10 o'clock at night.
Oh,
so, Central.
Are they going to dar por culo today with her? Or what's going on? What's she doing? Dar por culo.
Dude, she's working in the cafeteria.
Yeah, dar por culo.
Because I can't afford to she's like, why can't you give me food? Why can't you give me food? I'm like, I can't give you fucking food right now, man.
Why did you get married if you couldn't afford it?
Well, I could afford it, kind of, but not really.
No, you can't. You can't now, right? Why are you having unprotected sex with her and all that?
Because she sent a pill.
You sure? She's not just trying to trap you?
Well,
it's a trap.
It could be a trap, a cream pie trap.
No, it's
cream
not.
Pie one.
It feels good, right? Finishing a girl like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Do you cream pie all the way? Do you, like, go deep in and finish, or how do you, like...
I have a honeymoon, yeah.
You know that you shouldn't do that, Carly, though.
You're crazy, man.
I'm just thinking of you, creepy. The Dad, you just had sex for like the first time that one Thanksgiving when you called in like 2 years ago. You're like, yeah, I've been fucking this nurse.
Dude, you know what? I knew you for over 9 years and you're so crazy.
I know, you too, man.
Jeez.
You guys want to do some pranks?
All right, fine. Excuse me.
Yeah. Hey, you're the big boss, man.
You get numbers, so we don't have much time.
Yeah,
like 15 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Because we can't disrespect Matt. But I'm going to give that number to Matt, all right? Steve, the Dad, is that all right?
Don't do that.
No, don't. Yo, fucking.
Oh,
he's already got one immigrant girl.
Yeah.
Now they only have an immigrant mistress teenager.
Yeah.
Knowing him.
And she won't be able to get her passport.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Mahalo for choosing Pizza Hut, Hawaii's best.
Why Pizza Hut?
Your call will be
recorded. I said anything.
For quality.
Anything, yeah.
Customer could go service for some
representative
pizza
will be with you shortly. Thank you.
Do the at the beginning.
Topping a specialty pizza for $13 each when you buy two.
If you want.
Or try our cheesy bites pizza. That's made with 28 cheese filled, pullable, dippable, poppable bites.
Poppable.
Hello, I want the poppable.
Hi, thank you for calling Pizza Hut. This is Tracy. Can I start off with your phone number?
Yeah, poppable. Hello?
Oh my god.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I need to make order.
Okay, can I set up your phone number?
Yeah, it's 610-1545. Is it poppable?
That's a cheesy bite?
Hey, do you want me? Let me get out of the toilet, all right? I was taking a shit. Hang on.
Flush.
Yeah. Here I am. You there?
Mm-hmm. Was it for pickup or delivery?
Pickup.
At which location?
Your location, the one I called, the Honolulu.
I'm sorry. Actually, Pizza has a call center. And so which city was
Pizza Hut has a call center? Pizza Hut has a call center?
Yes.
When did that happen?
I am not sure.
When did you start working?
The call center?
When you start working there, motherfucker? What is this? Pizza Hut has a call center?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my god.
I was pretty surprised too when I heard that for the first time.
Well, that sucks for prank calls. Maybe because of what Brad's been doing getting numbers, let's just get a call center.
Yeah, but I think some of them get the call directly.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That is so weird. I'd never encountered that before. That is
really?
That's so impersonal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a national call center just for.
Yeah. Located in India.
Wow.
Just beside the Microsoft tech support.
You know, India.
Yeah.
The reason why India has a lot of call. Indiana has a lot of call centers. Is it Indiana you said this place is in?
I said it was in. You know, India, where the real Indian people are?
But there is a state somewhere in the country.
Oh, okay.
In the United States that they it's considered, their accent is considered the most easiest to understand.
Oh.
And there's a lot of call centers based out of there. And I thought it was Indiana. It might have been, like, one of those weird ones. You don't know. You don't know any of the states, really. You know, like, New York. That's it.
Me? No. I know California, New York. Vermont, Massachusetts, and Texas.
Yeah,
I guess. But I never went to all of them.
Oh.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Well, yeah. Well, you know, you don't know like all the 50 states and where they're located
and stuff like that. I won't be able to place them on the map. I can't.
Exactly, and that's fine because you're from wherever you are.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm from Canada.
Canada, that's right. Really, yeah. You should know if you're in Canada.
Yeah.
So you're French Canadian?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Are you a Quebec or who are you?
Yes, I'm a Quebecer.
Quebec. How do you say Quebec?
Quebecois.
How do I say the state? Quebec? That's
Quebec. You can say it as the English way. It's Quebec.
Quebec. And then someone from Quebec is a Quebecois.
A Quebecois.
Quebecois.
That's it.
Quebecois. Good, thanks, because I never knew how to pronounce those things.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, shit. How do I say these things?
Yeah.
All right, a few more calls. I don't want to call a call center for Pizza Hut.
Try another one.
This brings me down.
Yeah. What do you want? A Walgreens? A Walmart?
Well, let me try this one for Kakulo.
Okay.
Kakulo Grove Center.
You know, you can say, are you
why
the culo?
You call my wife.
You want me to call your wife?
Yeah.
No, don't do it. You know that how it's gonna end.
She's gonna pick up, though. So.
She's gonna pick up, say something in Spanish, hung up.
Oh, yeah,
no,
she's
not gonna.
All these numbers are the same.
Mahalo for choosing Pizza Hut, Hawaii's best. Your call will be recorded for quality assurance, and a customer service representative will be with you shortly. Thank you.
I feel you coming in
tonight.
So long.
Coming in to dead tonight. Hello?
I want a pop-up bowl.
Can I start off with a telephone number?
No.
Hello?
All right, 808-643-1111.
So your telephone number?
No, that is a phone number, you said.
No, I need your telephone number to start with.
407-916-1041.
407-906-41.
No, motherfucker, 916-1041.
Oh, you're so rude.
Hey, bitch.
Any seven.
Yeah, all you want is a pop-up bowl.
A pop-up bowl.
Papa but it's bowl. Hard to understand in that.
If Papa John sold pasta, they could call it a Papa Bowl.
A Papa Bowl.
That would be awesome.
I like that name.
Yeah. My name is John Papa Bowl.
Yeah. You know, in the U.S., you're pretty lucky because at the Pizza Hut, you got the the Wing Street, I guess.
Oh, they're bad. Yeah, you like those?
Mahalo for two.
Yeah, I like them.
Hawaii's I like Popable.
Your call will be recorded for quality.
Yeah, I guess. Me too.
And a customer service representative will be with you shortly. Thank you.
Is there a mama bowl, a papa bowl?
And a baby bowl.
And a baby bowl,
calling Pizza
yeah.
Hut. This is Darla. Could I start off with
a papa bowl. Hello?
I'm sorry?
I want some papa bowl.
Yeah,
do you got those?
We want papa bowl.
Are you talking about the cheesy bites crust?
No. Listen up. I just hear the advertisement on your line, and they said the poppable. I want to try that.
Ear.
Yes, the poppable. Probably ear. They're talking about the cheesy bites.
Yeah, I guess.
Poppable.
Okay. Can I get a phone number to take your order?
Does it come with the baby bowl and the mama bowl too?
Hang on one second.
Oh shit!
This call center doesn't take shit, man.
No. No, they won't. Hey, what's the procedure? I think you work in a call center. You mentioned that in one of your previous shows.
In the past, I spent about 10 years working in call centers. Well, maybe okay. 8, yeah.
Yeah, what's the procedure when you don't understand someone like probably she didn't understand me at all? Put it on hold, wishing that the customer will hang up.
Yeah, that's the first thing because you do that and you start saying, "I gotta find a manager."
Hi, thank you. This is Myra. How can I help you?
Hey, take this one.
Hi. Yeah, we are trying to order a poppable.
Okay, we have the cheesy bite pizzas. They have a little
shut
ball
up.
At the end of the
shut
club.
Up with that.
You We're, shut up.
No, you motherfucker.
Oh my god, they won't take shit at all.
You shut up.
No, you shut up.
It sounds like it's still the same people from the restaurant, from the restaurants, yeah. And a call center. They're like, we don't take shit. We smoke here and everything.
Yeah, they have two jobs. Yeah,
this is kind of cool.
Mahalo for choosing Pizza Hut, Hawaii's best. Your call will be recorded for quality assurance.
Oh shit!
And a customer service representative.
We will be recording
shortly. Thank you.
Double I'm record. Sorry, Star yeah. is not a valid choice.
What?
Please try again.
Mahalo for choosing
I
Pizza
Star.
Hut, Hawaii's best. Your call will
Did
be recorded
press Star?
For quality
no.
assurance.
Oh,
and
I
a
heard
customer
Star.
Service representative
yeah.
will be with you shortly.
Strange.
Thank you.
Yeah, sometime I fuck up the verbs.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut. How can I help you?
Papa bowl. Can we order the papa bowl?
You called the wrong number.
Hello? I want two
you
pizza.
Called the wrong number.
Pizza? Is this the Pizza Hut?
808-545-4290.
And delivery or pickup?
Pickup.
Which location?
From Wilder Ave.
Your name?
Horse.
First and last.
Horse.
Cat.
Manuet, Manuet.
Okay, what would you like to order?
One poppable.
We don't have a poppable.
Train wreck, tell her, because she doesn't understand me. I'm going to get mad and yell and curse at her.
Yeah, me too, man. Okay, I would like to order two pizza. Okay, what's the biggest one? Is it
it's
your ass?
Large?
Yeah. The large? Okay, the large one. I don't want cheese, okay? Hello?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay, but you can answer me when I ask. Don't need to be rude here. Okay? Now I apologize.
Oh, shit.
Bitch, she put me on hold.
This hasn't been going out on the mixer this whole time. Damn. You guys missed a whole bunch of great shit. That sucks. You guys missed a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
You missed some great call.
I wish you guys would have told me earlier in the chat. Man, these pizza calls are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Which means I can't publish this either. I'm going to have to replay it at one point.
Fuck.
I have another recording of it going, but I'll have to replay
you have to,
it. So,
to chop that up?
Nah. I'm just going to, like, replay it on...
On the mixer?
On the mixer, so there's a copy on the showreel, yeah.
Okay.
This has been good. That sucks, man.
Shit.
Fuck it. I'll host it somewhere now. I'll put it up.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we can call the Pizza Hut Center. They have the recording too. So maybe that we can use that to put it on the Mixler.
You got a point. You know? It's a good thing they said they're recording this call.
Yeah. They are attending
us. Thank you so much for holding. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Okay. So you
are you the previous
pizza?
Person I just talked to? The one that was very rude?
No.
Okay. But you can apologize for her, I guess. It works. I accept your apologize if you apologize. Okay? She said motherfucker, and after she said the N-word, and she was very disrespectful. Do you apologize for her, for your coworker? Hello?
Hang on.
Hello? For your apology. Yes. Yeah, thank you, Neon.
Okay,
no, I didn't say the N-word. She said the N-word. Hey, what's your name? Lady on the phone.
Hold on.
Okay.
Shit.
Hey, Carlito, can you boost up her volume, please?
Her volume, 10-4.
Yeah, please. Is that a possibility?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hopefully you don't get an echo.
No, that will be all right. Were you able to hear her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a weird setup that I had to switch to because... Fuck.
Hello?
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hello, what's your name?
This is Myra.
Hey, Myra. Okay. Are you the one that will apologize for me?
No, I'm not going to apologize to you, sir. You told me to shut up. I told you to shut up and I hung up on you. You guys are calling us and pranking our phone.
You need to stop doing that.
If you're not
going to
order a
pizza,
then don't bother us.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, sir. We have it on recording. Everything you say is on a recording.
Okay, but speaking of recording, can you ship that to me? I will use it later. But anyway, I would like to make an order if that is possible, because I'm not the one that said shut up to you.
Yes, you are, because it's the same phone number and the same voice. Okay,
No. I'm trying to a call center.
And I'm
going to
block
your
numbers if you keep calling us and pranking us. And
I would like to order, please.
Okay, so if you're going to order, please place an order to stop playing around on the phone.
Okay, can I place my order now?
The phone number your order is going to be placed under.
Okay, please.
What is your phone number?
My phone number is...
407-916-1041.
Did you get that, lady?
407-916-1041?
Yes.
Correct.
One moment, please.
I'm just the phone number guy. I'm in the toilet. He's talking to you about the order.
Can we proceed with the order now?
This is for pickup or delivery.
Pickup.
At what store?
The one in, let me see, in Farrington Highway.
Okay, we have a few stores on Farrington Highway. Which one are you looking for?
It's the 86120 Friendly. You know where the guy's is like, yo, man, how are you doing? Smoke weed every day. You know, the one in Walani. I don't know how to pronounce. I'm in vacation here. I'm in...
In Waianae.
Yeah.
Is that person last name of the person picking up?
Okay, my name is Tim.
Tim.
Yeah, just Tim.
And your last name? Okay.
Just.
And what did you want to order, Tim?
Okay, I would like to order a Papa Bowl.
That's a cheesy bite pizza. Go ahead.
Okay. Can I? How much is it?
It's $16.99 with one topping.
$16,
bitch.
Does it come with the Mama
Bowl?
All right,
that's it. I'm blocking all your numbers. Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Hey! Settle on, Berta.
Sorry.
Bitch.
Sorry. Sorry for keep making noise and saying...
No, that's all right. I think she appreciate those.
Let me check on Matt status. See if he's on LTM party time, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I like to call people Bertha and to settle down.
Settle down, Bertha.
I heard that from someone. I don't know to I have to give credit for that. Yeah.
Is this someone we haven't called?
Alright, Matt's on. I gotta go. I gotta let him on. I don't want to play over. Alright. Bye. Bye to Dad if you're here.
Bye, Carlito.
Turn right. Bye to Dad.
Yeah, see you later. Bye. See you later. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Sofa, two super soakers in the Rover, hit the sports bar, tell a young lady to bend over.
Mahalo for choosing Pizza Hut, Hawaii's best. Your call will be recorded for quality assurance, and a customer service representative will be with you shortly. Thank you. Please remain on the line for the next available representative. Mahalo. Thank you for holding. We accept cash, Visa, and MasterCard. We do not take personal checks, prepaid credit cards, or payroll credit cards. As a reminder, when paying with cash, the driver carries no more than $20 in change. Please remain on the line for the next available...
Fuck it, I'll call it later. Fuck it, it's taking too long. Must be busy time in the coconut country. What is it, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the evening there? Yeah, I can see that. Okay, 7-month-old full male, female full-blooded boxer dog machine needs a new home because it keeps jumping the fence, apparently. You know, you don't put negative things on your resume, Enigma. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Just saying. How many nuts you might bust?
65. Or 4 in Hawaii.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you have a female baby dog, boxer, puppy, doggy machine? 7-month-old machine?
I have a little female boxer.
Oh, and she keeps jumping the fence and you're trying to give her away so she doesn't get hurt?
Yeah.
Okay, why did she jump the fence? Is she stupid or something?
No, she's not stupid. She's very smart.
Well, then why isn't she staying inside the fence? Like, in the fence, why doesn't she respect?
Okay, goodbye. Don't call me back.
You ever train her? Train her right? She's not stupid. Stupid dog. She's not gonna pick.
The box belonging to...
I'm more. All right, here's someone looking for Section 8 approved home. Yeah. Enigma's on that Section 8 himself. He's doing very well on it. No. Matt is. Matt Hillock. Well, you got an apartment, Enigma? You're in a house, a car? Can you tell us?
Is this secret? Yeah, I'm in a house.
Nice, nice. I'm a Jew lawyer.
I'm sorry, but the person...
I'm sorry.
I took the Beatles and the Wu-Tang Clan and all that put together, and I just made it one thing, man. It worked.
1, 2.
Rest in peace, ODB.
R.I.P. I grew up on the crime side, the New York.
I'm sorry, but the person you call...
Fuck them. There's someone selling an iPod. Classic. And an E-Machines computer machine. Goose, only way I'm beginning to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking moves at 16. And running up big gates and doing it. Making my way off fire escapes. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on board courts. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough.
Hello?
Like leather. Yeah, hi. I see you have an ad here. You got an E-Machines computer machine?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Give me just a second. Let me take you out of my headphones real quick. Hold on just a second.
Why? Why? Why?
Hello, you there?
Why? The headphones, why? Why did you do that?
Because I'm at the gym.
Oh, cool. Cool, you're working out?
Yeah.
You do cardio today, or you lifting?
I'm getting ready to do cardio.
Oh, fuck yeah. You get a burn on? You like to get your burn on? I do too, bro.
I'm about to tear it up, hopefully.
Fuck yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. So, what can you do with this computer machine? Or does it have the YouTube computers on it, YouTube chip?
I don't know about a chip. I mean, I know it can pull up YouTube. I don't know much about computers myself.
You put it in the computer, and you tell it that you need to find the information, like compound interest, and you put in the numbers, and you type everything in, and you go, and the computer goes out, and it gets information, and it comes back and shows it to you?
I'm not really sure. All I know is that it works just like any other computer, I guess.
How old is it?
I bought about 2 years ago, maybe.
Oh, and how do you make it go?
By pushing buttons.
Okay.
I don't know.
General buttons, like... It has actual buttons on it?
Yeah.
To make it go? Okay. Okay, that's nice. Okay. All right, and then I can use this with the email?
Yeah.
Okay, it's compatible with email?
Yeah, it does everything.
All right, and then I can put the iPod on it that you have also? I could put the iPod on it?
Yeah.
And the iPod will play the streaming music, everything off the internet. It'll get the emails and everything?
No.
Yeah.
No, it won't do that.
Yeah, it will.
No, it won't.
Uh-huh.
It's just an iPod. It's just an iPod Classic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll do all that.
Oh, well, I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You have to put it up your asshole. Don't go. Don't go, okay? I'm sorry. I don't know. Fuck that guy. He's pissing me off with his non-confrontational attitude and his politeness.
Motherfucker.
Who does he think he is? Smoke a marijuana, yeah. Dollar bill, yo. Chihuahua pups, the worst dog, man. Chihuahuas, little motherfucker, rude motherfuckers. Speaking of being rude, Chihuahuas, man.
Hello?
Yeah, you got the Chihuahua puppy machines?
Yes.
Yeah, are they sassy or do they respect?
Well, hang on a minute and I'll let you talk to my husband. He's the one that does the puppy, so...
Yeah, show me your tits.
Hello?
Yeah, your wife's going to show me her tits. Hello?
What?
Yeah, the Chihuahua puppies, you have them for sale?
Yes.
How many of them fuckers you got?
Who is this?
Eddie. I saw the ad for the Chihuahua puppy machines.
I don't even think I know who you're talking about, bud.
You put an ad for Chihuahua pups for sale? Public ad?
Right.
So I'm calling about that.
Right, we do have them, but you're using some pretty foul language, my bud.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's how I come across sometimes. I'll tone it down. I'm sorry. I like to talk to everyone like they're my friend when I first talk to them for the first time, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but I guess I get into trouble for that, and I apologize. I should be more mindful of that. All right, partner. So what do you say, boss? I won't talk like that, as I said. Chihuahua puppies, how many you got there, buddy?
I think she's got two she's got left to,
okay.
to go.
Any males, or what are they? Who do you have? Do you know?
There's two real small. I think one's a male and one's a female. And then there's one that kind of resembles a Rottweiler. He's a little bigger than the other ones. But,
okay.
He's a male, too.
And how big are their sexual organs?
That I couldn't tell you.
Okay. You have no idea?
No.
Okay. Probably really small right now still, right?
I'd say, yeah.
Okay. And when do they become sexually active so I can breed them?
Probably, I'd say around a year. That's what people recommend.
After a year, they can start fucking. You can put like with the female puppy to make a right.
Yeah, I tell you. Are you from around here?
No, actually, I'm from New York. I'm retired. I've retired at 42. I'm from New York. I made some investments, and I got a place here on Horse Machine Ranch. It's a new development, Horse Machine Ranch Road.
It's unusual to hear people talk like that on the telephone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm not from around here. So, you know, I just retired here.
Right.
Yeah, this is really mostly my second home. It's just me by myself with my nephew, and then we needed some dogs, you know, to masturbate and have, you know, like peanut butter and potted meat food product off of our genitals.
And I'll tell you what. I've heard about all you acting there, but I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's better. It's the easiest way to breed them is if you just masturbate them and then sell the sperm. You can make a lot of money.
Yeah, I have no idea about masturbating dogs.
Well, it's just to sell. And it's just a business thing. It's, you know, it's accepted within the community, the breeding community.
I'm sure it is. We don't do that ourselves.
So you're just letting the dogs have sex then?
We let animals do what the animals do naturally.
Yeah, but
I appreciate
the standard. The standard now is to masturbate them. Put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having it. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Hey there, you got some watermelons machines over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you use to fertilize with it? Did you use feces or actual just water and dirt?
I use fertilizer from co-op.
I fertilize with our feces here, and they come out really big, you know, from the feces, but then they taste, you can kind of taste it in the watermelon. It's got a little
really?
Bit of, yeah, it tastes like feces, like shit. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but they come out really nice, so what I do is I sell those, I sell them and people don't find out until they eat them. It's not like all the way feces, it's not like you're biting into shit, like a shit sandwich, but there's like a little taste of feces.
Well,
yeah. So you don't have any feet? There weren't any feces. Do you have any dogs?
Yeah, I got one.
Did he piss or shit near the watermelons at all?
No.
Okay. All right. That's good. Can I? I'm gonna. How many watermelons do you have, by the way?
Don't know. Right off.
Like five?
That's probably.
How many got? Like five, six of them.
No, I've probably got 30 picked right now.
Oh, and you got more than that coming then. All right. Can I bring my x-ray machine? I want to just x-ray them all and to check them before I buy them. I'm going to buy five of them off you. But I need to x-ray them before I buy them to make sure that you didn't slip anything inside. We just to test them, you know? Hello?
No, I'll just tell them somebody else.
No, it's a portable x-ray machine I own. It's fine. It's not, why can't you... Fuck. Sell them to someone else. Sell them to nobody else. Now I'm going to say motherfucker if he picks up.
Hello?
Listen, you motherfucker, you can't do that. Some of a bitch. I'm going to have me them watermelons.
Hell?
Motherfucker.
But there ain't nothing wrong with that. How would I slip some in a watermelon? It was, you could see where it would cut the watermelon.
Oh, you got a point. Okay, all right, we can skip the machine then. All right. All right, so can I come to your place?
No. If you want, I'll meet you somewhere.
Where? You want to meet at the Walmarts?
Yeah, I'll meet you at Walmart.
Walmarts? All right, when can you be there?
Which Walmart you talking about?
Which one's closest to you? I'll go to any one, motherfucker.
You tell me a Walmart.
No, you tell me a Walmart. I'm not from this area originally. So you gotta tell
me.
Where
are you from?
I moved here just a month ago. Well, 3.5 weeks ago. I have a new house. I'm from New York. I retired. And I have a new house.
Which Walmart is closest to you?
I don't know. It's why I don't know anything here yet in this redneck town. If you tell me which one, I'll Google Maps it and I can go to that one's. I don't know. Do you know the one that's closest to Horse Machine Ranch?
What state are you in?
Tennessee.
Horse Machine Ranch.
Yeah, it's an all brand new subdivision here, a development.
You're away.
We all get 4.5 acres to ourselves, and some people have horses, some people have motorcycles. I have a few animals here.
Are you in West Tennessee?
I'm at Rogersville. Yeah.
Where's that at?
In Tennessee.
Is it West Tennessee?
I don't know.
I'm in West Tennessee.
Okay, all right. You're advertised on the radio show that I listen to that's local. God damn it. You understand me?
No.
Fucking shit. Fucking fuck. Good. Good, I'm glad he hung up, because I didn't want to talk to him. Where is that? Where is that? How does he not know where Rogersville is? It's the city that this radio station is.
You better give me that money.
Fuck.
Hey, there's some numbers in the chat if you want them.
Yeah. Baby, I fuck your money. Gorgeous twin trindle bed. Better than a bunk bed. It's a trindle bed. Brought to you by Trindle.
Just dance if you want up in the Holy Ghost trance. If you stop, I'ma put ants in your pants. I'm the ODB, as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me. I don't want no problems, cause I'll put you down in the ground where you cannot be found. I'm just a dog trying to make some money. So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radio's play this. I'm a fool and you love me. None of you know. You know my name now. Give me my money.
Oh, it's going to the next one. In Lincoln Park, pets are okay. I guess an apartment. $8.95 in Lincoln Park. $8.95 a month. That's a trap. Seems like it's... Isn't Lincoln Park a decent area in Chicago?
It's alright.
$8.95 a month? I wouldn't expect you to live that affordable there. Something's up.
Baby.
Yeah, you have a machine for rent. House machine, apartment.
Which one?
$8.95 in the heart of Lincoln Park machine.
What do you mean machine?
I say machine a lot because I'm not from here, so I sometimes I say machine it is at the end of stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, the unit's still in the market.
Motherfucker. Is it for rent or what's going on?
It's for rent.
Okay, and how many spaces is inside?
We don't have the dimensions for a unit.
No, the spaces. How many room spaces does it have?
And it's a studio.
And how many toilet?
Just one toilet.
Just one toilet and one shower?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You have one toilet to do your business and then a little studio. It doesn't say here that it's a studio, so don't be like that with me. Okay?
Like what?
Like sassy like that, you know, like being snippy.
No, I'm not being sassy and, you know, you...
Like a feminine...
No, I'm just trying to help you out.
Like a okay? feminine... I'm not... A feminine Hispanic, you know?
All right, man. All right, take care.
Hey, no, 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 no. Come on, I'm sorry. Oh. Okay, man. He's like, I'm in control, man. Because I had the play. So I'll just hang up. I'll hang up. Alright, so I'll call him back from a different ID machine. Why do I keep saying machine? What an asshole, right, for him to say that? Who does he think he is?
No, yeah, he's a dick.
No one ever says that. People will get mad and say, you know, shit about it, but then one's like, what's your fucking problem? This made me feel like I was a piece of shit. Fucking snotty fucking asshole. Oh, come on, machine. Computer machine giving me trouble. The dialing color ID machine. I'll have to do it on the web page machine. Leather and suede, I serenade for the moment. Then we part ways with the church girl quiet at home, hugging the pillow phone. Now you're grown, rolling bones. Drink a lot of water today, Nigma, or what'd you have? Pepsi?
Yeah, actually drink a lot of water today. Had some beers and shit. When we bump heads, we will soon bump heads to be swimming in the ocean of love. That's some shit. Homie with the tight grip, come thunderous to wake up, reminiscing and spark the blunt. There we go. Have you loving it? Wondering it, why shall we turn? Drink a lot of Pepsi? Eternally the
flame burns. No, not anymore. It's too bad. I used to love drinking regular Coke, actually. When I was a teenager, like, up until I hit high school, I was all about the Pepsi, and then I moved to Coke.
Yeah, I used to drink a lot of soda in those days, too, and I kind of stopped, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when I was diagnosed with diabetes, I went to diet and then diet drinks, and then now I try to do water. I think I had a, I never had a soda. I can tell you the last time I had a soda. I think last weekend when I had Vietnamese with slaw. I think that's what I had soda the last time.
Hello, you have reached David. I'm not available right now.
Come on, man. I got a new ID, man.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, we're up here. We're getting on a boat. We're just celebrating tonight.
Girlfriends.
Thank you for not losing control when you were talking to us. Thank you for being, you know, not yelling. But you were still kind of an asshole, you know. Because why did I say, what was it he did? He said, because I keep saying machine. That you were so rude like that, you know. So I'm putting that down on my paper, my report about you, motherfucker. All right?
He's going to write you up.
Yeah, bye.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase message review.
Hey, we're up here. We're getting on a boat. We're just celebrating tonight. Thank you for not losing control when you were talking to us. Thank you for being, you know, not yelling. But you were still kind of an asshole, you know. Because why did I say that? What was he? He said,
because I keep saying machine, that you were so rude like that, you know? So I'm putting that down on my paper, my report about you, motherfucker. All right?
Yeah, it'll race you up.
Yeah, bye.
If you are satisfied with your... You have pressed an in to send your message with normal delivery.
Yeah. Shut up, send it. All right. Thank you.
Slightly condo.
Hello?
She's about to change now.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have Compaq computer machines?
Compaq? No.
You have Compaq computer for sale, no?
No, no. I have kittens.
Oh, kittens. You have the kittens. I'm also calling about the kittens.
Oh, okay. We still got both of those.
Oh, yeah. And it's two girls. They don't have their sexual organs showing out and all that.
Well, it seems to me like they're female, but you know, if they're male, I'm not even sure. Yeah, we have a male cat at home here, and you know, he definitely has his balls hanging out there, and you know, these definitely don't have anything like that hanging.
Okay.
So.
Okay, and then how do they react? How will they react to being chased around with a broom?
They would not probably appreciate that too well.
All right, can I come over with the broom to your house?
Oh, okay, have a nice night.
No, don't go. Come on. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, sorry. I completely missed your ad request. Sorry. Yeah, but I got you.
Do you want me to repaste that list in here?
Yeah. The Mason numbers you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, paste those. And let me open the chat room again. I should still have your numbers, right? Did you have any? Were there any left in that list you sent me, Enigma?
Yeah, there's like 15, I think, and I got about 6 more.
Oh shit, I see him.
Right. Give me repaste them in this chat, or
repaste the one. Let me tell you, I can tell you from where. Kittens, puppies. Yeah, start with the 11-week-old tan pit bull.
Okay.
Radio overnight, I was bitten in the process. Everybody switched their names, like what you call it. And he fast been changed. It was the guards that read that. Saw skin, dark skin bitches, clocks and dizzy. Left the game busy. Who got actually? I'm good, Nova. If you're scrambling a copy of that, I got it.
What's up?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I opened it up.
All right,
now, are any of these in session today? Supposed to be.
What's in session? Every coast need me.
We back. Oh, these are actually their home phone numbers, right? Because, yeah, I even would like to call the lodges when they have...
Yeah, those are the home phone numbers.
Okay, cool. All right, let me...
It's for all the lodges in the state of Florida.
Yeah, I've seen this before. It's quite an interesting tool. All right, so I'm guessing Worshipful Master is the leader.
Yeah, that's the leader.
God, it's so silly.
I actually just got into my local lodge here a couple weeks ago. They accepted me and initiated me.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
And you're still propagating, making fun of the order? That's going to go away quick.
Yeah.
They're going to indoctrinate you.
They haven't taught me anything yet, so I know not what I do.
Wow. Will you share it with us the stuff? You won't do it, will you?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, come on. Seriously, share the stuff.
There's nothing really secret about it.
I don't know. It's just, I'd like to know, like, what the actual meetings are about. Like, what happens.
Sure.
I hear why some not? Cool ceremonies.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Yeah. Fine, don't go. I don't care.
No, I don't mind.
Tell me when you hear a Beatles record, what thoughts run through your mind?
Yes, George, by anal sex.
We forget our cares when we hear Beatle records. It's fun. Tell me this, how long do you think the Beatles can last? Well, I wish they'd last forever. They could bring happiness to everybody.
I'm going to the warden.
Everybody.
Tell them, if you talk to anyone other than the warden, tell them they're moving up to the east. We all know what that means.
Moving up to the east, okay?
Yeah, that's the master's chair. Just starting out in the north, then they have the south, the west, and the east is where the leader sits.
So what will you be when you join?
Entered apprentice.
Entered apprentice.
Take the fellow craftsman, master mason. Hello.
Yeah, hi, is that Mr. Matthew? Brunel?
No, you got the wrong number.
Oh, who am I speaking with? I was trying to get a hold of Matt.
Nope. Nobody here by the name of Matt.
Shit, motherfucker. Well, I got this information from the Masons, the Freemason Order. Are you one of them?
No, I'm not.
I'm a brother. I'm with the Brotherhood.
Nope. Not part of it.
All right, what's your name? I command you to give me your name.
Tim? Yeah.
Okay, do you know about them?
The Freemasons?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah? Did you want to share any information with me? I'm trying to track some stuff down.
I don't know much about them. Yeah. What I see on TV.
Well, apparently the local lodge here, they got a hold of the Infinity Key. And if they're going to try to pass that on to whoever's highest in the echelon, and then things could get really bad, they can open up the magic chest, and then the four horsemen will come out of it, and it'll start Armageddon. Oh. Yeah. So the most important thing is we need to intercept the Infinity Key.
Okay.
All right, but you don't have any information on them or nothing like that.
No, I do not.
All right, well, we'll keep searching. Thank you. But if you hear anything, call me back at this number right here, okay? Here's my card.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my card. My name's on here. All right? You see it?
Okay.
Okay, here you go. Just leave that on your fridge, all right? See you later, buddy. Bye. All right, he's like, oh, okay.
What is the Infinity Key? What is that in reference to?
There was a Craigslist ad once for someone that had lost their Infinity Key, a key to their Infinity vehicle.
Oh, I remember that one now. Yeah.
That's where it is. And I called with some Illuminati Infinity Key shit.
Yeah, sad part is George isn't too far off about the anal rape thing because when you first get initiated, they strip you to your underwear.
Oh, wow, that's kind of freaky.
And then they put like a noose around your neck.
Oh, wow. You gotta get some nice underwear then, right?
Yeah. Apparently they said they've had a few people try and join, but they weren't wearing underwear for their initiation. So they had to reschedule several times.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's something they should warn people about, I think.
Going with that underwear is kind of risky. No matter what, you never know. You never know when you could get in an accident and have to pull your pants down. Or you get arrested.
I did that when I was an EMT.
Yeah. Alright. Next on the list is another. A junior ward. What more can I say? Stop grilling. You want to do one? You want to do this one?
Sure. Next one, I need the list so I can see who I'm talking to.
I give up. Next one.
Oh, Carlito, there's a Mayweather's fighting. I forget what it, that one guy second time in like a week.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't been paying attention.
I don't know if you still watch boxing or not.
Yeah, I just catch the major fights. I just watch them. That's all I do anymore.
Madonna.
Madonna, right? I was about to say Maradona, but I know it's not Maradona. I said that on the show during the first match. I was saying Maradona, who's a soccer, old soccer player.
That was a really good fight. Do that last time.
Yeah, it was, actually. Yeah. Someone's going to knock that motherfucker out, man.
Yeah. Hopefully he gets him this time.
I know. I rewatched that. I got it saved still.
I'll send you a link when it's up.
Well, I'll find it once. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is it Andrew?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, sir, I'm looking for the Infinity Key. Hello? Hello, sir?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a Jesuit priest, and I was calling to check in to see if you guys have the Infinity Key. We received a report that your lodge was... Oh, yeah, see? See? They know. Infinity. Oh, shit. He's on to us. They found it, like, in a parking lot.
They're going to use the Infinity Key to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Is that it? And when they destroy it, everyone will be their slave. Wow, magically. Overnight.
H-O-D, man, here I am. They're going to use it to find the treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, man, who my killer tape at? First of all, where the fuck is my tape?
Where's my tape?
What have you done in New York, and what do you hope to see while you're here? Well, we've been out to a couple of clubs, you know, rock clubs.
Buster says he's calling Nicolas Cage.
To rock them. We're not working anyway. And we hope, well, we hope to, I hope in some of our favorite artists will come up, you know, but they're all out.
You want to do one still, or I was going to move on?
Who is your favorite?
Close that list of names.
Well, there's a lot, you know, Marvin Gaye.
I got the Secretary James here.
Got buck niggas in the black land, God, where we born. Came through, God, from out of nowhere, God, where we born. I'm coming to get my culture cipher, God. And they just, what is wrong? Crazy real, shots just went the fuck off, God. The nigga laying there like a fucking newborn fucking
nothing
baby.
But
God.
A half a male we fell.
Is he fucking
yeah,
dead?
I'm not trying to
what
pay
you mean? Is he fucking dead?
I'm having
trouble.
The nigga laying there.
What types of fucking blood coming out of this fucking
shit,
dude. Anyway, this is the Secretary James Trevorrow. Trevorrow.
Bust the war, son. Beat the arson. Many brothers, I'll be sparking and busting, man. Like inside the dark, call me Dose Snatcher. Just the brother for the rapture. I hang line, holding on strong, hard to capture. Extravagant, resurrect the track, and it's militant. Then I react like a convict and start killing shit. It's manifested. The guards work like appliances. Dealing in my cypher, I'm a world around science. The night chamber, they get trapped inside. You try to flee, but you got smoke. No question, I send your ass back right to the essence. Your whole frame is smoking and dirty. And your method. Well, I'll be trapped by sound, locked behind loops. Throwing niggas up airplanes, gas rooms. Everything around me,
hello?
Blood, as you can see.
Hello, Trevor. Hello?
Hello, is this Trevor?
No.
James?
James?
This is James Trevorrow, yeah.
Hi, my name is Nathan. How are you doing today? I'm actually calling. I had met with a... You're the Freemason, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I actually met with one of your lodge members. I was at the grocery store today. He told me to give you a call so I can ask you some questions. I was interested in joining your gentleman's club.
Yes,
I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about it.
Freemasons is like an ancient order. It goes back hundreds of years. It's not like the Elks or the Eagles or anything like that, or a Moose Club or anything like that. It's an order of ritual, and it has to be recommended.
What do you mean by ritual? That's not like some kind of a cult, is it?
Pardon me?
You said ritual. Is this some kind of occultist thing?
Some kind of a what?
A cult? You know, like summoning demons?
A cult. No, the Freemasons are not a cult, no.
Okay.
We are traditional ritual. It goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. So we have vows we take.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bible-based. We base everything around the Bible.
Oh, nice. Okay, one of my buddies, he said he had previously been a Freemason. He said something about during like some kind of ritual they strip you down to your underwear. Was he just pulling my leg on that? Or is that some kind of truth to that?
Nope, they do.
Oh, they do? And they put
they
like a noose around
wear,
the neck?
But they give you something to wear, but... Yeah, you go through ritual and other than your street clothes, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was actually wanting to join because I had been hearing about you a lot. Can you give me some information on what I would have to do to join?
Well, we we need a petition from you. It'd be good to meet you and sit down and talk with you. I could, I tell you what, I'm in bed right now. I work
early in the morning.
I could meet with you and get you some literature to read.
Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of requirements? I just want to know if I'd be eligible to join.
Yeah, well, the petition would kind of, you know, spell it out for you a little bit. It costs money. There's annual dues.
I don't need money.
Pardon?
I say it doesn't matter to me, the money, Bart. I'm rich.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Maybe we could meet sometime. So I think we'll do it tomorrow.
Okay, and I'm black. Well, that, like, y'all aren't like a racist lodge or anything. Y'all don't exclude blacks, do y'all?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, what time did you want to meet up tomorrow?
Let me give you a call for work tomorrow, or give me a call back tomorrow during the day sometime.
Okay.
And maybe after I get off work, I can meet you somewhere. I'll go by the lodge and pick up some pamphlets for you.
Right. And what is your name again?
James Trevorrow.
Okay, James, I'm actually not interested. I'm actually from the Order of the Eagle, and you just gave me a bunch of classified information. We're going to take down the Freemasons now. So thanks a lot.
That's lovely. You just go right ahead.
We're going to war, motherfucker.
We already took down the Stonecutters, motherfucker. You're next. Yeah. Your lodge is next.
We're teamed up with the Sons of Italy.
Lovely.
Yep.
Who the fuck am I talking to
here? All your Italian members, you should watch out for them because a lot of them are our guys.
We're the Order of the Eagle.
Mm-hmm. The Order of the Eagle. That's good.
And the Sons of Italy, the Italian members, are in solidarity. If you have any Italians, you should probably separate them.
What did y'all
do? Just take my back of lunchroom, probably.
Yeah. We're talking to the Elks, too.
Who am I talking to?
I told you, my name is Nathan. I'm with the Order of the Eagle.
I'm Comandante Seco.
So do y'all really have the Infinity Key? Because we want to take that.
Seco, S-E-K-O. Comandante Seco is what they call me.
Nicholas Cage is in the Order of the Eagles.
Who gave you this number?
Nicholas Cage.
Huh?
Not the famous one, but his name is Nicholas Cage, but not the actor.
Yeah, Nicky.
Mm-hmm. I'm going back to bed now. It's been swell talking to you.
We're with Anonymous. You ever heard of Anonymous? We're with them. Yeah, from E-Bombs World is our website.
E-Bombs World?
Not forget. We're also on meatspin.com.
Yeah. But I'm just letting you know that the Eagles are going to bring down the Freemasonry, and we're teamed up with the Sons of Italy, and we're in talks with the Elks. And when the Elks go, and whoever the Elks go with, the Moose are probably going to go with also, just to let you know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yo, so.
Go the way of the Stone Cutters.
Moose collecting together.
Yeah.
We rig every Oscar night now, mofo.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. We're going to use your lodge as our own personal meeting place, and we're going to take a shit on the floor.
Yeah, and not clean it up.
And we're going to sit in the east.
And we're going to smoke inside.
And I'm going to wear a robe and a wizard hat in the east.
Yeah, and I'm going to put a window. I'm going to put a few windows in that building.
And I'm going to trash the joint, too.
Some nice big windows so you can see right in, get the sunlight clarity right in.
And I'm going to summon Satan in the lodge.
Yeah, and so I'm going to set all the clocks to the correct time.
So who are y'all putting as president next?
Yeah. How come you don't have windows in building? Why? What's going on? What's the big deal? Huh?
And we're going to bring a Quran into the lodge.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Go masturbate and go to sleep. All right.
And mention us in the lodge because we are lodge members now.
Go masturbate in the shower. Nice hot shower.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I know. It feels good right in the shower. Everything's right there. Yeah, I bring my fleshlight to the shower.
So are you an injured apprentice, or are you a fellow craft?
No.
Why not?
Hmm?
We're demoting you to fellow craft.
Uh-huh. I'm actually 32nd degree, but never. But thanks anyhow.
Not anymore.
You're 32nd degree.
Not anymore.
Uh-huh.
Is that in the Scottish Rite?
Uh-huh.
So are you like a Shriner too? Can I wear your little hat and drive in your car?
No.
Please. I promise I won't take too much of a shit in it.
Do your Shriners have camels that you bring out in the parades?
No.
No? Or else?
You're a dirty Muslim, aren't you? Hold on, I'll be back. My mom is having a heart attack.
Hey, I'll talk to you. Hey, you're not upset at us, are you? Like, you're not going to get us in trouble?
Huh?
You're not going to get us in trouble with, like, the Freemasons and all that, right?
You're on our list right now, both of you.
Oh, shit. Can you take us off?
I'm sorry, can you please take us off?
Yeah, Luke will suck your dick.
No, it's okay.
You guys do that, right? You suck dicks and all that? Come on, Luke will suck your dick.
After you strip them down to their underwear in the initiation, they suck your dick to join?
Yeah.
You said it. You did.
And I'll say what I say in mine and give you the same handshake, the same signal, and you swear we're brothers, but I'll end up ruling you with a black tassel on your head.
You see? He's got a point.
Mama, I thought you had a heart attack.
Oh, God. Hey, buddy, come on. Give us something or we're going to have to let you go.
In a fine mist that the naked eye can hardly detect. And as this mist forms a cloud, winds carry that cloud.
It's not going to talk. All right, bye, sir. Bye, Mr. Mason.
We'll see you in the east.
Bye.
Because next year, going back to north. Ah, he's gone.
Up in the east, man.
He stayed on for a good while.
So you're gonna talk shit about the Freemasons, but you want to join? I'm worried about you.
Yeah. Well, they're not in the same state as me anyway.
No, but I'm just saying. Oh, so you got... Oh, God. What do you get? What can you do? Like, if you're in another state on a trip, you can go to their lodge and hang out?
If you're a Master Mason, you can go to any lodge you want.
Do whatever you want. You take a shit.
Yeah. They probably wouldn't enjoy that, but yeah, you probably could.
Well, like in the bathroom. Is there a bathroom there? There's got to be a bathroom, right?
Yeah, it depends on the lodge, but normally they will.
And women aren't allowed inside the building even, right?
It depends on the lodge. Some of them are starting to allow women in the order.
Wow, sacrilege, man. How could they do that? Putting women in. It's a gentleman's club.
Yeah. Stop. There's nothing wrong with hanging out with a bunch of men. Unless you're straight.
All right, here's an 11-week-old tan pit bull puppy for sale.
AK's black bust back like 70 max of all that cheap niggas knowing my steeds black raw cheap. You know we keep aside from BC, marvelous, really supposed to society. But anyway, let's talk shit, me, those I match the most shotguns through the notes. Fuck rap, hip hop. Lowers and Tommy Hill fly shit with a map. The witty unpredictable live shit. Top wash shit. Do a dash shit. I take your lying shit. And then you know, I'm running through the P-Nap. Fab. Walk through showers. Wow. The old lady snitch. But fuck it. You know I'm one love.
Nope.
No, I'm not doing a bit. Too much to get. But what the six niggas got? Stuck in the nigga James truck. Yo, fuck that. Criminology rap. Speaker stay jet black. Floating in a fly hat. Nigga, bring it.
Much love, go to
Oldsmobile Cutlass. 95 Oldsmobile Cutlass. That sounds like a piece of shit, huh?
And we about to drop another single right now called Chess Boxing.
A game of chess.
Yeah, it looks like a piece of shit.
Paint all faded and shit.
You must think first. Before you move.
One of 90s car.
Trivia, roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip the nation like the emancipation proclamation. We get sick. Them other run until the wall and bang your head.
It's been forwarded to an.
That was another one. Alright, Dodge Ram.
I'm the sire. I set the microphone on fire. Rap style Barry and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slump and the Alan funk. And I'm gun. If you wanna come sweating, stressing, contesting. Section. Don't talk the talk. If you can't walk the walk, phony niggas that outside the door. I'm mad vexed with what the projects made me. Rebel to the grain, there's no way to barricade me. Steam rolling niggas like an 18 wheeler with a drunk driver driving. There's no surviving.
Right,
me and the clan and yo the land cruisers out there. Feast to all the crooks, all the niggas with bad looks. More head braids, blow the smoke. We pack cold sex, niggas play the Mac. Black act, drug dealer stabs with fat stacks. Only been a good nigga for a minute though, cause I got to give my props. And when it yo, I got beef with commercial ass niggas with gold teeth.
The powder coated wheels. Don't know what the powder coated is about or what it does. But I can ask.
Is that like a donut? Is that like a powdered donut?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I will never know. German Shepherd puppies.
Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
No.
What you doing on that turf, punk?
Got a message for Smokey.
Nova, I put you guys on mute because you're. Got a really bad echo.
You ain't smoking, ain't your motherfucking message.
Motherfucker, I said give me a message.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You have tickets, Rhode Island to Chicago transportation?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, and how will it work?
Well, I'm planning on leaving, this coming morning at, I'm going to leave at 3:30 or so.
Yeah.
And then drive from Rhode Island to Chicago.
Okay.
So how many people?
Just me.
Okay. Yeah. And
can I bring dog or no? Can I bring my dog or no dog?
What kind of a dog is he?
He's small. He's a German Shepherd, but he's very smart. He's trained.
Well.
He has big sexual organs.
Well, what does that have to do with the drive?
Because when he sits down, they sit. They might. I don't know if you get upset. I can make sure he sits on the floor, so his sexual organs don't touch your
your seats. No. He'll be on the back.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
That's fine.
But I'll make sure because
he
is drunk,
right?
Yeah, he has this big sexual organ, you know, and it really like it leaves imprints sometimes on leather and stuff.
All right. Well, sir, is that really necessary for us to talk about? He's a dog. Does that matter?
Okay, that's.
You know, if he's a male, he has organs, you know?
Right.
So, but I'm leaving first thing in the morning. Where are you coming from?
Well, I can get a ride to wherever, you know, within Rhode Island. I got that already worked out with my ex-wife.
I'll be in Westerly at 4 a.m.
You want to meet at the Taco Bell?
I said I'll be in Westerly at 4 a.m.
Okay, all right. Well, is there like a Taco Bell there we can meet at? Or?
No, there is no Taco Bell, sir. It's Westerly. Where are you coming from?
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. No, I'm not from here. I'm from Bangor, Maine, actually, originally, but I ended up in Rhode Island. I had to hitchhike down here, and I have a friend that lives down here, but his wife is like, I can't stay because of my dog.
Yeah.
And the sexual organs.
Yeah, I'm not sure of it.
So he
said, organs. Forget the organs. All right, so I'm in the middle of trying to get some sleep. So
yeah, she made, can you believe she made that complaint about it?
No, that's absurd. Good night, sir.
Hey, wait, no, come on. I need a ride, please. Come on. The dog's sexual organs.
Had the mucus that I was cracking up.
Killer hells. Like a blow up Iron Man flying around.
They have flying around Iron Man's. That's all at a Target. I was like, it's
you.
Is you out
there? Yeah.
Hello.
You there? Hello. You lost a drone?
Hello.
You lost a drone machine?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I think I recovered it, motherfucker.
Excuse me. I have to go outside.
Yeah.
You picked it up where?
Yeah, I saw this thing flying around. We started throwing rocks at it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You were in Iowa Valley?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, but we have it here, so what information is on it? We're going to check out the SD card on this thing.
Well, there's a... You're not going to erase it, are you?
No. Well, we're going to keep it. We're going to keep the SD card. Yeah, you came on our property, and we're going to back engineer.
Oh.
We're going to see what we're going to check out the technology. We're going to copy it. We're going to see how it works, and we're going to save all the contents of the SD card. Yep, we're going to save them.
What about the drone?
Well, the drone we're going to put on display. We're going to put it on our television station. On our we're going to show it off as captured. Captured drones.
Well, then why'd you call to tell me, man? I mean, it's...
Well, we don't appreciate you people flying drones on our property, so we shot it.
Well, where's your property exactly? Because I was,
We're in Horse Machine Ranch Road, and we protect this area.
Well, I launched it at the Japanese Garden. I was just going to take it up about 100 feet, turn it around, and bring it down, and it just took off on me.
Yeah, well, it showed up over our property, was hovering over the guests here. This is a nudist property, militant nudist property.
Well, I'm a nudist myself.
Yeah, well, it showed up, and it was taking video and pictures of them, and we called it Alert 5.
No, there's...
We called Alert 5,
when you
5,
look at the SD card...
We shot it down.
You didn't shoot it down. It crashed.
Well, we destroyed it.
I don't think
we took it out.
Well, if you looked at the video on there, you're going to see aerial footage of Kihei. That's all you're going to see.
All right. Well, we'll see. Our analysts are going to decrypt it and find out.
Well, there's nothing to decrypt. I mean, you're going to put the SD card in. You're going to download it. And you're going to see it's all fairly innocuous.
Oh,
you'll see some...
How convenient that you people would tell us exactly how to get all your information and your lies off of this thing.
Well,
listen, we know you guys have been trying to infiltrate our establishment here, and you've been sending drones over this property regularly.
No, no, dude.
Yes, you have.
Dude.
Yes, you have.
Dude,
We caught a stray cat on the property the other day, and when after we caught it and killed it, and we opened its body, had a camera inside of it.
I think that you're a little bit deranged here, friend. I think that you got the wrong guy.
Well,
I'm
just going to let you know our people are going
to... I don't know why you called me.
We are going to parade this drone on our magazine and our television station and show the world.
Where's your television station? I want to look at this.
It's a private... It's a pirate television. It doesn't reach your area. It's a pirated
one. And where are you at?
We're at the Horse Machine Ranch.
In where?
Off of Horse Machine Ranch Road in the valley.
Come on, man. You can give me the online broadcast link.
No, are you talking about in California?
No. Yes, in Iowa Valley. Yes, Iowa Valley.
That's not in California, friend.
Where are you at?
That Isle Valley is in. You got the wrong guy's drone.
You're in Hawaii.
I posted that in Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're in. Isle Valley, Hawaii, off of Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Huh. Well, I'll tell you.
Listen, we have a nudist colony here, and we protect it. We've been getting raids and attacks from the outside groups.
I'm going to have to look it up on Google Maps, but I launched it. You know where the Japanese garden is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it went.
Yeah, our people followed you there and took pictures and video of you setting up the drone and launching it and using your device to control it and then acting like it just got away from you.
No. I think you hit the wrong guy.
Our people have all the pictures of you at the Japanese garden, sir.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
You're going to see this.
It's absolutely innocuous.
We're going to use
whatever
this
you
technology.
Want to do, friend.
We're going to use this technology ourselves. We're going to learn everything that's in this technology, that you evil technology that you created, and use it against your people now. We're going to fly our own drones over your property. To watch you masturbating.
I think you're a little bit. I think you're a little bit.
Your drone was trying to capture our people masturbating outside.
You know what, man? Do whatever you gotta do. Don't call me again. You know, go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself, motherfucker. Son of a bitch. There it is.
That was a good one. I like that premise.
The Iranian thing. Sting of anaconda. Fierce darts that'll pierce through solid armor. Lands in the barracks with blue and capadonna. Back in the intro of the show. Alright, who's next?
Posted another Missing Turtle one.
Okay. I'll get to them. Go down the list.
I think the bed with the next one. The full size.
Full size bed. Too hot to handle. Too cold to hold back with a roadblock. Full size bed in Hawaii. You want to do it there, Mr. Nova?
Sure. Why not?
Give me a break. Thank you.
No problem. Fire like Shaka Khan. Worldwide on the web without the dot com. Killer bees live in the place to be. Burn the degree on the MIC. A catastrophe, and this is the way we crash the party. Killer bees swarming, protect your neck. What's the warning? So proceed with caution. I walk with my swarming. We all in. All right, how about a Ford?
Hello?
Puerto Rico.
Hello?
Hello?
Can I speak with Paul, please?
Paul is driving right now, so are you calling in on the Craigslist?
Yeah, the bed.
The bed? Which one?
The full-sized.
The full-sized we still have. Let me call you back because we're not at the house right now. We already left up there.
Well, can I just rent the bed for like an hour? It looks like it's from a rental center, so can I rent it from you? I just want it for an hour. I'll pay you $100.
Yeah, we don't have no beds for rent.
Please, I'll give you $100. I have a full version.
I'll try to call her back later. Remind me of that one.
All right.
Ford Bronco. Well, she answered right at the last second there. Sell blocks of federal pens and be the wolf.
Sang, you came and went. They left the game mentally and physically bent. Sort of make a grand entrance with the daily lecture. Contents under pressure. Inspector, put your rep in the stretcher. Featherweight contenders surrender. TKO, first round knockout. Vex the big spenders. Journey on the mic like Marco Polo. Internal bleeding occurs to your photo. As wild as up north, it's a blood sport. Get rushed for tough talk, but I hold my breath. It's high noon.
Hello.
These
tapes around the. Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, brother man, how you doing? Sexy. I see you have a Ford Bronco 1996 for sale, 4500 firm.
Yep. Is that's that... Yeah, that's the price in which I got to sell it at. It's my father-in-law, and he, I guess he did some work to it before he got it, and then he ended up giving it to me.
Bunch
he
of
left
bullshit.
A few months ago.
Yeah, is that your bullshit?
Yeah, fun
your bullshit,
stuff.
Bullshit line, yeah. All right. Did he have a lot of sex in the car in the back of the Bronco? Can you put a mattress down there and fuck?
Yeah, okay. You can do that.
Like a what size mattress?
I've actually done that quite a bit.
What size mattress?
Say again?
What size mattress?
Unfortunately, full.
That's fine.
We actually made our firstborn in there.
That's fine. Hey, well, actually, we're about to call someone back on a full size bed, so that'd be perfect.
That works.
Okay. All right. So I can just sit there and masturbate while my friend drives around. I can just
No, that one you don't want to do, because if you hit now the shocks in the Bronco might actually add. And you don't want to climax too early. Otherwise, it kills the entire thing. And candles can't stay lit, you know, I don't know. But if you do, like, you know how you choke yourself, you can get really into it, sir. And honestly, you know, if you really go at it, I think the best thing is to pick up some Asian hookers, you know. They don't cost too much because, you know, where they're from, a dollar is like 1,000 yen.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I just want to help you with your avenues.
All right. And are you a howlie?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't have anything else. You guys have anything for him? No.
Oh, I do. Why did y'all post a picture of the license plate in the picture?
Well, you know, I live by a saying, Honey Badger Degas.
Oh, yeah. Is that white car in the picture for sale?
I'm sure if you bought it at the right price. Unfortunately, I think you're talking about the Jeep Compass. And
yeah,
I don't
can
even
you give me their number, please? I'm looking for a white car. Why does the superior color
of white
cars? Yeah. They may not run as fast as the black cars, but just for me, I like the white cars.
You know, sir, that could be considered extremely, extremely racist.
How so? I don't see it.
Don't see it?
No.
Well, of course you don't. It's black.
Now, that's racist.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'm eating my pizza. I'm going to let my brother on. Hold on. I got to eat this pizza.
Hey, your Bronco is a piece of shit.
That's cool, man.
I want pizza.
Tostinos.
Totino's.
Just add cheddar cheese to it. Put it in the oven. It's perfect. Hey, do you want some of my pizza?
No, I'm good.
I'll suck your dick.
I mean, you sound pretty like it, but I'm sorry about that, man.
Come on, man. What's a little love between brothers? The three of us were brothers. We'll suck your dick if you give us a discount.
As unappealing as that sounds,
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that your Ford Bronco was 1996. That means it's underage. I'm sorry.
No, it's not underage.
Yeah, it is. It's under 18.
Is that the legal limit here?
Yeah.
No, that's why this place sucks.
Where I'm from, the legal limit is 16.
Oh, legal age limit is 16. Consent. We're good. We're good.
Yeah, but I'm not from you. I'd have to come pick up the car.
Uh-huh.
So, if I piss in the gas tank, will it become Optimus Prime?
Might.
The superior seed. I tried that one time. On a 1976 Volvo GLE, but he became the leader of the Decepticons.
Oh, man.
Now we need to summon Optimus Prime so we can have the Decepticons fall.
You know what sucks is 1978 was such a bad year in the car-making industry. It really wouldn't matter if you used a car from that and it became Decepticon Prime or not. It's still a piece of shit.
You have a point. Can you tell me a little bit if the flux capacitor is in good running order?
You just said it all yourself. It's in good running order.
No, is it?
You're saying my car's not in good running order?
Can your piece of shit Ford Bronco even reach 88 miles per hour, noob?
We'll probably run the other guy on the end of the cell phone over.
Oh, cool. Hey, I'm just going to be honest with you. You're on a radio show.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
So, yeah, you've been meat spinned.
Yeah, meat spinned.
Hey, man, that's awesome. Have a great day.
All right. You want to go to our website so you can
meatspin.com.
Consent.
We're going to send you $100.
Or you can have us, you can fill out the form to have us delete the prank call we did to you if you go to the website.
Yeah, and we'll send you a gift card too.
Mm-hmm. But no more than $100 on the gift card.
Yeah.
We'll get rich over here.
Oh, dude. I'm all good, man.
If you let us, if you let us use our call to you, you get a $100 Walmart or gas gift card, and then we put the prank call on our website. If you ask for us not to put it on, we just delete it, and that's it.
All right, put it on. You have verbal consent.
You just have to
recording this. You'll be fine.
No. You have to do it through the form. You just have to go to the website. It's much quicker. Okay. If not, we have to take all this time and get lawyers involved, and then we can't. Please. It was a good call. You did so good.
So, you should go on the website as me.
I can't.
And do whatever tiny, clicky thing you got to do, because you got my license plate number.
Just go to the website. Please. Please.
Hey, the license plate in the picture has a rainbow. Does that mean you're a faggot?
You're a gay faggot.
It's actually the place it's from is faggoty.
Yeah, but you're the one driving the fag car. That makes you a faggot.
Is there a unicorn in the front one?
Well, you can call me, yeah, that's fine, but look where I am, man.
Is your name Mercedes? Because you sound pretty girly to be driving a fag car with rainbows.
Yeah, I got nothing for that. You just stretched it too far, man. It's cool, though.
All right.
I'll stretch your anus that far.
Pretty sure you couldn't, but in case you try, just...
I can.
Too late.
I can try. I can try.
It's already been gaped.
I mean, this place got more T-girls than fucking Uganda.
Ah. Da da da. Okay, I'm gonna hang out. Bye.
Motherfucker.
Well, he did it anyway. Swear to God, he did it anyway. Alright, cool. Ah!
Hey, here's all more list of numbers.
You're a beast.
This is Stalin without the charms' number. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Cool.
Hi. How are you? That was that guy again. That was a mistake on my part. Hang on. This is Stalin's number.
Sorry, I
missed
your call.
Damn it. Give me a second, please.
It's like a myth for you. It's what they seem like. Every little move is for you and no one else. It seems so personal, but yet it's just for everybody. I just love them.
Beatlemania is, in fact, a temporary state of mind which can only be accurately described by the one who's under its influence. There are many reasons for Beatlemania. Beatlemania. But what is Beatlemania? Beatlemania is a reality.
Take one.
All right, I'm back.
It was ridiculous, and I just couldn't help it. And I just started going crazy. And
sorry, I just wanted to look up banana baby food on Google. Fuck it. All right, back to your numbers here. Moving down the list, we just hit a Ford Bronco, I believe. So here's an Isuzu pickup truck.
And nobody was doing it. Love you do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So I just put that motherfucker with it, man. Right. And that motherfucker turned out hot as a motherfucking welding machine. Hello?
Hi. Hey. I'm sorry, you have an Isuzu pickup truck?
Yes.
Yeah? That's good.
Yes.
And it was in good working, it's good working?
Yes, it's in good working condition.
Oh, are you by it right now?
I'm close to it. I'm right on. It's right in front of my barracks right now.
Can you honk the horn at it, please? I need to hear it.
Where are you at?
Well, I'm listening on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, I just want to hear the horn to make sure.
Oh, it works. I'm on base. Everything has to work.
No, honk a horn. Honk the horn.
It's raining right now, so...
Come on, go honk the horn, motherfucker. He's on base. Oh. Wow, I'm on base. So...
We're dealing with a badass there. He's on base. But he's with the Air Force.
It sounds like a Navy, like an Air Force nerd, Asian kid.
He probably lives next door to the Air Force.
Please leave your message for...
For Private Ching Chong. Honda Civic 97. That is what I'm talking about. My kind of car, motherfucker. I play this when I drive my Honda Civic.
Iron Man, the armor-clad superhero of the free world, may be doomed to die. Yes? Life of America's most dramatic Avenger may well hinge upon a delicate sub-miniature component containing the strange secret which keeps his injured heart beating and enables him to live as Tony Stark, one of the nation's leading...
Hello?
Hello, Jason Packard, please.
Hello, I can't hear you, motherfucker. Hello?
Hello, is this?
Yeah, I can't hear you, motherfucker. You hear me?
What are you talking about, motherfucker? Do I know you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see you have a 97 Honda Civic for sale.
Yeah, but you call people motherfucker like that?
Oh, look, you couldn't hear me. I was trying to talk to you, and I didn't hear you, and I was thinking, you know, maybe, I'm sorry, you know?
All right,
I'm sorry, goddammit. I talk like that sometimes, my fault, my fucking bad, you know? I don't mean nothing about it, all right? I'm here on the base. Are you on the base?
I'm not on the base. The guy's in Waialua.
You're in Kalahula?
Waialua, North Shore.
Waialua, North Shore. Okay. Yeah, I can get there and we can... Can I drive it? Are you in it now? Are you driving it?
No, I cannot show the car right now because I'm at work right now.
Motherfucker.
Only tomorrow.
Come on, motherfucker. No.
Hey, dude, I got no time for that.
Look,
I'll
suck your dick. Come on. Oh, man. He's selling it for only $2,000. It must be fucked up. Well, it's a 97. I'd buy that for $2,000.
GaryBrodsky.com.
I hope to keep my Honda Civic for like 20 years. It's paid off. It's a 99. No, 99. It's a 2008, I think. 2009. It's a 2009 Civic. That's right.
Nice.
You have reached the voicemail box of 80.
My previous car before that was a 99 Honda Accord that I paid off. I bought it new and paid it off.
That was my second car I ever had. It was a 99 Honda Accord.
Yeah, it was a good car.
It's a green one.
Yeah.
The engine blew out 2 months after I got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I bought the new engine, and then I just gave it to my sister.
Oh, okay. I love that car. I drove it for 10, just about 10 years. The only reason I had to stop driving it was because someone hit me. I got into an accident that wasn't my fault.
It sounds like my first car I had was a Volvo. '86 Volvo.
My first car was a piece of shit. It was an 88 Ford Escort. Sometimes I say I have an 88 Ford Escort on my prank calls. That's where that comes from. My first fucking car. Alright, so moving right along. Reward for a lost German Shepherd. Alright. You want that Nova or I can do it?
Got it. I got it. It'll be a short one though.
Alright, good.
come and have a good time with G.O.D. Make you snap your fingers and wiggle. Scream, shout, laugh, or just giggle. Shake that body, party that body. Don't fuck with ghosts, you feel sorry. The herb, understand what I'm saying, saying, saying. Hit mics like take rifle expert, let off the Eiffel, burn a flag in your grass, spiteful.
Our call has been forwarded to an automated
ball.
Missing tortoise, catching up.
That one.
You want that one?
Yeah.
There you go. Fiery red, feet made of brass, 12 men. Who knew it was a thing? Losing tortoise.
I never heard of that.
Smash the big boy, totaled it. Will shot, Fairfax, sunbeaming, wifey on the beach. Zima, Wubinos, to Latinos. We wrestling all overnight. God's schedules, FedEx. Pretty solo at Velvet Nights. DNA, scroll genetics. Too hot to handle my thoughts. Scrambling, demanding land. Honey game, Will Chamberlain. Smack him, say when. He rolling up the face, wrinkled up. Hands is on his nuts. Yo, kid, stop fronting on the grounds. Before you get touched, it's Canada dry. Assess with an all son, we won't ride. We want it so bad, we might cry.
Tony Stark fights again for survival. And by just a thin thread of electric current.
All right, I'm going to bounce to see another him. Victory. If I can get him again.
Present, McCartney and the Beatles are being read about and studied. Paul realizes this, but he can't answer why.
One critic tried to explain their success by saying they have a sound which is today's version of the eternal cry of youth.
Balls. No tortoise. But instead, here's a single-size mattress. Oh, yeah, we got a call about that full-size bed. Was that the one? Yep.
Yeah, full-size. Is that the same number?
I don't think that's the same number. That's a different one.
Yeah, this is a different one, but I got to go scroll back up and find that one.
Yeah, it's full-size bed, $80 one.
Yeah.
And it's a four. Hey, yo, clientele king. Lean in the building, getting ill money. Those who ain't, I was there, gay,
guard, rugby's on and full fist. Attracting them niggas we go against. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm calling about the mattress.
Babe, yeah, I'm still available.
Excuse me?
What?
I still have it, but yes.
You still have it? All right, how much is it to extra to deliver? You said 25, I think it was.
Where you live?
What's that?
Where you live?
I live in Honolulu.
Yeah, $20.
$20? All right, when do you want to deliver it? I'm good for any time.
Tonight.
All right, sure. All right, can you please deliver that? So it's going to be $100, and you said an extra 25 for delivery?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, give me address.
How fast can you be here? I mean, I can meet you at a gas station or something. You can offload it into my truck. Do you know where the Chevron is?
Where?
Do you know where the Chevron is? Off of School Street?
Chevron on School Street.
Yeah.
School and what? School and Lika Lika or what?
Yeah. School, so, and School Street.
School and Y Camino, I believe, eh?
Yeah.
I can meet you there.
All right. How fast can you be there, please? Because I kind of need it now. I broke mine. And I have a lady friend coming over in about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I kind of need that ASAP.
So you're going to need it now or when?
Yeah, now.
Okay, hold on a second.
All
right. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay. Hear that? The baby's crying because you're taking too long.
Okay, like now it's 5:30 and 6:30 is okay?
Yeah, sure. I'll meet you there.
Okay, I'll meet you there by Chevron.
All right, thank you.
Okay, see you.
All right, bye.
Okay. When? When again? What? When did you say to call back?
Okay.
All right, we're calling back the other one. Ow.
All right, I'm going on mute.
Oh, okay. Hi, baby.
I don't know what you heard, but we don't.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, you said the call back about the full-size mattress.
Yeah, I haven't gotten over to the other house yet. I'm still on the road.
But you said the call back now.
Yeah, but then I'm still in the car.
Oh, how long will it be?
It's going to take me another hour until I get back to the other house.
Fucking shit. So I got to wait a whole hour?
Yeah, I humbly apologize. That's the best I can do today.
All right?
So I call you back whenever I can.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want? Who was it?
Oh, no. Screaming he has to wait a whole hour.
Well, what? Tell him, fuck you, idiot. I tell you when I won, not your time. Hey, quit answering the damn thing, man. Turn it off.
I think he's a crack caller, then he moans in there.
Turn up my damn phone.
That weirdo.
Turn up my minute.
What?
Apparently, we're weirdos for trying to buy a mattress.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy. Let's see if he had, I want to talk to that guy.
I only walked in on that part, so I don't know what you said.
All right. Let's not waste his minutes, like you said. Bro, what the fuck happened? How you need a dope game to pursue rapping? Already know. Worth the long minutes. Breathing hard on the mic when you click his ass. Oh, wow. You found a whole bunch of drones for sale, huh? All right, cool.
Yeah, the ones at the bottom were requested by XYZ.
We designing, rhyming with diamonds. Ice for him, it was all in the timing. He gave y'all niggas bricks on consignment. To the death and he billboard climbing. We designing, rhyming with diamonds. Ice for him. Anyone know what the L and what an LA Tracks alias is? Or call it? To the death and he billboard climbing. Let me look at the page. You're kind of choppy. What happened?
It's one of those quadcopters.
Oh, okay.
It looks badass. It's green and black. It's got LED lights, it looks like.
Oh, that looks kind of cool. All right, and it's the last. Sorry, we can do the same premise here that we shot it down.
Yeah, how much longer are you going to be on?
I don't know. As long as I still have energy, I'm going to keep going. I don't... You know? Oh, yeah. Dwight wants to join us. Hang on. I'll do this. Add to group call. I can.
Yeah, you'll be moved.
I hate you.
Hey, man. And
you're going to die.
Hey, it's Gary Brodsky's voice.
Yeah. Favorite. Here. Best fan.
Why is I getting it? Yo, I put my money on the wheel.
Y'all need to have a UFC fight. Bang this Batman. Let murder be mad. Hey, yo, Lex, put your diamonds on.
Yeah, grab your fast in your nine, cause it's on. Hello. Yeah, hi. Listen, I found this drone on my property. Uh-huh. Yeah, you had a green drone was flying over my property, motherfucker.
Yeah,
and I started throwing stuff at it and I knocked it down and it landed and we threw a few more things at it as it was
hello.
I don't want to talk to my echo.
A what?
You gave me an echo. I don't want
that.
Hello?
Fix the phone.
How do you get it off the speaker?
Take it off speaker, stupid. Hello?
Are you Jason David Frank?
Yeah, listen. Listen, we brought your drone down over our property. We're keeping it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just want to let you know we're going to go into the SD card and we're going to take everything that you have on it. We're going to make a copy.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're gonna back engineer this drone technology that you're using, and we're gonna learn about it and make our own.
What would be the purpose of that? I mean,
because you came on our property, you came on our sovereign property.
No, we didn't come on your property. If we came on your property, we would have been able to get it, but we didn't come on your property. That's why we put the
no.
fire. So if anybody did find it, they would call us.
The drone came
no,
on
we
our.
At Kauai
the drone was on my prop over my property, and I shot it down.
Where was this guy? Where was this guy? Oh, he said he shot. Tate drone down because it went on his property. I don't know.
I brought it down. We brought it down with our countermeasures.
He said they brought it down with their countermeasures.
Countermeasures.
Their I'm sorry, they're what? Countermeasures?
Countermeasures.
Okay, yeah, countermeasures.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said they brought it down and they're going to, like, try to build their own or whatever.
Yeah, we're going to copy everything on the SD card, all the pictures you were taking of us.
I don't know, he's talking stupid. Oh, I think he thinks they were taking pictures. We were taking pictures of them.
We were taking pictures of the park.
Yeah, he said he's going to copy everything down. And I don't know.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we're going to back engineer this technology and keep it for ourselves.
Florida number. Oh, they're going to back something the technology said and keep it for themselves. So, I mean, they rather hurt a 13-year-old boy and go to jail rather than just give up.
What do you mean give up?
Okay, are you guys, like, serious? I mean, are you serious? You'd rather just take this 13-year-old boy's drone? It was, like, completely harmless, what he was doing. I mean, he was flying it.
No.
Yeah, you can look at the pictures. It doesn't matter. There's nothing on there that...
No, yeah, I know, but we're just letting you know we brought it down. You were flying it over our territory, and we brought it down. And that's the risk that happens when you fly unmanned aerial vehicles over this sovereign territory here.
Sovereign territory?
Yeah.
Kauai Beach is a sovereign territory?
No, it came on our property here at Horse Machine Ranch.
On Horse Machine Ranch?
Hello?
Yeah, this drone came over our property at Horse Machine Ranch. We sounded the alert. We scrambled fighters and we brought it down.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, check this out. Check this out, brother.
Listen,
where's Horse Machine Ranch?
It's a new division. It's a new subdevelopment in Waialihu.
Where at?
I'm new here.
Waialihu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know who's Marco?
No.
You know Marco?
No.
From Chile?
No.
Okay, you know what, but you must be all scrambled, but all we're doing is looking for our drone that my son was flying, and there was a word.
Do you speak, is there someone that speaks English?
I'd like to meet you in person.
Huh? You can send a representative. You can send a representative here, and we'll meet you in the meeting room. Yeah, we want to have a serious discussion with you people about flying drones into our territory. Hello?
Yeah.
You're breaking up. Your phone is a shit. Hello? Hello?
Thanks for calling, bro. Thanks for calling. Meet you.
Fuck you. You're breaking up. Yeah, thanks for calling. Whatever. Try.
Yeah? Damn, I think I lost the echo. Fuck.
Good. Maybe it's fixed now.
So did JDF ever respond to that fight call you made?
No.
What was the fight call? What happened?
Oh, I got through to his hotel room like 3 times in 2 days. I think it was last week or so.
Uh-huh.
And, it was just the voicemail, but I was doing the Yuri voice, and I was challenging him to a fight. I'm the most complete fighter in the world, and all this shit. I told him I was going to fuck him up.
That's awesome. Cocky Ukrainian. Like Vladimir,
I got this fucking clip from Gary's show. It like stunned me for a second. He was asking his co-host, he's like, hey, crazy lady, you still with us? She's like, yeah. And he's like, where's Carlito? And I was like, wait a minute, what?
Huh? He
said different guy, but I was like, yeah, that's going in there.
Weird.
That's awesome.
And I can't believe how many calls there were. I went through like two and a half months of his show yesterday, cutting out calls.
Oh, wow.
And now I've got 55 minutes worth of calls.
Wow.
That's nice.
And,
has it really been that long?
What's that?
It's really been that long?
Yeah, it's been about 2.5 months since I started fucking with him.
Nice.
But yeah, 55 minutes worth of calls, just all calls, no filler shit in between. I was telling people yesterday when I was listening, cutting the calls, I'm like, oh, I got a headache from listening to Gary so fucking much.
Oh my God, it's like probably drilling a hole in your head.
Well, I was like sitting there, I'm like, oh, I'm starting to think he's fucking on to something. Like, maybe you better stop listening.
Probably driving you nuts.
Mm-hmm. You should have counted how many times he said alpha male.
Oh, I don't know. We're going to do that drinking game. That's a drinking game I invented when we call Gary. Every time he plugs his website, GaryBrodsky.com, it's a drink. Mm-hmm. And every time he says alpha, it's a drink. And within 5 minutes, we're all going to be fucked up.
Yeah, we'll pretty quickly.
To the hospital.
The fucking show ends right there. Everybody in the chat room, okay, fall's over.
So, yeah. All right. I'm doing the next number here. I forget what it is. 1974. A lost dog.
It's the Bronco parts.
Bronco parts didn't answer.
Oh. Okay.
And then the one after didn't. But here's a lost dog. Ken, do you want this? Because I offered you one.
Yeah, I'll take the dog.
Yeah. In Kalowa Farms.
I don't know what this dog looks like or anything or any of the details.
He's getting initiated as a Freemason.
All right.
Put it in its underwear.
We're going to do puppies and stuff.
No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the...
I can never hack those things.
They're trying to put me to work. They want me to compile Ron Reck calls next.
You doing BTR shit tonight?
No. I may do it tomorrow. Just, but I don't know. Two nights in a row. I mean, because I can't pass off fucking with Gary on Wednesday. It'll really depend if it's a regular show or a BTR show if Dash is around.
Mm-hmm.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Oh, hey, Ken, send me a message later. I want to send you a webcam where you can see people training dogs, and I'll give you the phone number for them.
Okay.
Figure you might enjoy that.
All right, here's Baby Turtles. I like turtles.
Donatello.
Ooh. Yeah, you do sound better from your cold, Mr. Dwight.
Oh, you've reached Mary's phone.
Congratulations on the show.
Yeah, it's only taken almost 2 damn weeks.
All right.
Still a little stuffed up. A lot of people were saying my voice sounded better when I had a cold. Fuck you.
Asshole.
Like, dude, you sounded fucking awesome. Like, you sounded alpha. And I'm like, yeah, eat my ass.
Alpha my ass.
Yeah. If being alpha means being like Gary, you can fucking keep it.
All right, so this one is from Cactus for a lost dog in Orlando. And my number comes up as a local number right now. So have fun with that, Ken.
Do you have the creditors list yet so I can look?
Yeah. I got it. No, not that.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? You lost your dog there?
Did I lose a dog?
Yeah, so you lost the dog, right? I saw the ad on the Craigslist.
Oh, yeah, but we found her.
No, I think I found that dog. I think you have my dog. I think we got him mixed up.
Nope,
Nope.
Because I got the dog over here. Has some tag with a phone number here to call you.
Yeah, Mike didn't have a tag with a number.
Well, I don't know. It's just sure is looking like your fucking dog, lady.
Well, not my fucking dog, guy.
Hey, don't be swearing, lady. Come on. Let's have a civil conversation here.
No civility. I'll call her back. Let's see. Don't you hate it when they find their fucking dog?
Hello?
How you doing? Is this Jerry?
No, it isn't.
You have dog?
What's that?
You had a lost dog?
Oh, yeah.
Did you find it?
No, we didn't.
Oh, why not? Why didn't you find it yet?
What do you mean?
I don't know why you didn't find it. Like, if you loved it, you would have found it by now, maybe, you think?
It's not ours. It's our neighbor's.
Oh, so your neighbor doesn't love it that much, even.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, why doesn't your neighbor look for the dog? What happened?
He has. What are you calling at midnight for?
But you posted it. Well, I'm concerned about the dog being out there lost, and your people are ignorant, and it's your fault.
You asshole. Go to fucking hell, you asshole.
Is it your fault that he got lost?
I bet he was fucking that dog on the rig, and the fucking dog's like, I've had enough, and ran away.
You can tell by the look on the dog's face that's what happened, Dwight.
The way it was walking.
Go to fucking hell, I'll call you at all hours tonight.
Don't be like that, motherfucker, alright? Trying to find motherfucking dog.
Fuck you, asshole. They posted $1,000 reward now. Don't tell me they didn't love their dog.
No, so go fuck throw yourself. Money at your problems. Throw money at your problems.
He's lying. That's just $500.
He's going to say it's up to 1,000 now. You want to ask me a question?
I want to ask him a question.
Oh, okay. Let's see if he picks up. Sure, but
yeah, I DVR'd the unauthorized movie of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah,
I want to watch that and see if there's just a lot of fucking going on.
You can play. Hey, this is John. His name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, of course you don't want to talk to Dwight, you son of a bitch.
Please record your message. When you finish...
He don't want to talk to you. Sorry. Sorry, buddy.
Fuck.
All right, let's see who's next. DJI Phantom drone for sale. We got a drone, guys. Yeah. We've already shut down two of them. Over our nudist colony.
Hear you calling.
That's a nice ass drum.
Yeah, man.
She's got the bass and everything.
Okay, instead we'll move on and call. Well, here's a different drone that's been balanced and has upgrades. Baby. I've already played this song tonight. You have a drone?
Yeah. How can I help you, man?
Oh, yeah. How much weight can I put on the drone? You think I can get it to pick up a bowling ball?
Okay.
Like a 8-pound bowling ball?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, man.
What's the heaviest weight it can pick up, you think, that I can attach to it?
You can look it up. You can look up the AR drone 2.0.
It says 8 pounds.
Pardon me?
I looked it up already. It says 8 pounds.
Oh, well, if that's what it says, I highly doubt it, but I don't think it does.
All right, don't be ignorant about it. It's just what it says. You said you have all the upgrades, right? Oh, don't call him ignorant. I want to pick up.
Should ask him if it could, you could outfit an airsoft gun on it so you could shoot the nudist colony.
Yeah. Hey, you imagine flying bowling ball being dropped.
Well, that's bullshit, because I saw one, and it was one of the cheaper ones.
Yeah.
You could pick up 32 pounds worth of camera equipment on it.
Yeah, those things fucking haul ass, man. They go super high, super far, and shit.
I told my uncle because he bought one, and I was like, yeah, they got this one that has, you know, 8 fucking rotors, and he's like, oh, you don't need 8, that's overkill, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he found out the hard way because he was flying his, and one of the fucking engines failed. So, come crash in the fucking earth. And that's specifically what the 8 helicopter thing said was.
Redundancy, yeah.
If an engine fails, we'll be all right.
After the show, I'm going to have to get one. I'm going to attack a sovereign nation with it.
Yeah, they're flying over. Flying over someone's house. This is going to leave it hovering in there, like, through their window, like. Oh, shit.
Just bang on their window with it.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Just keep crashing. Get in the window. Yeah. They're still kind of expensive. If I had a house, I'd get one. When I get a house, I'll get one. Sucks when you have an apartment with that shit.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get one of those to take it on some car repos. I'm just going to use it to see if the people are nearby so I can avoid them.
Man. There should be a car. There should be a car repo video game with shit like that in it. I play it.
It's called Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. They got repo missions, I guess.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. They are.
Can't wait for that GTA 5 PC.
When the cops repo your shit or take your car, you got to go steal it from their impound lot. That's almost the same thing.
Is GTA 5 PC going to come out? Because I kept hearing it is.
It is. Okay. It's confirmed. They haven't released the release date yet.
Okay.
Everyone thinks it's getting pushed to 2015.
I got Call of Duty Ghost yesterday because it went on 50% off, I think. I usually wait 6 months for Call of Duty. Like, I wait 6 months and get it cheaper than when it first comes out.
Right.
I don't like multiplayer, but I always, for some reason, like playing the single player. It's just fun. The campaign.
I hated Call of Duty after World at War.
Really?
Yeah.
Gary Brodsky in the chat room says to get one of those quadcopters, put a speaker on it, and scream, "Let me in, I'm cold."
Man, it's gonna get cold soon. That sucks. Office assistant full time. This is a job. Let me see it. Honolulu.
That's code for prostitute.
Oh, yeah. Duties include assist accountant. Yeah. Data entry. Yeah. That means, you know, entry. Data entry.
You still want more numbers? You want me to wait?
Stand by. Not yet. I'm still behind. I'm catching up. When I lose. I always say that. I lose.
Call it forwarded to an automatic voice.
I'm playing darts with friends or something, and they beat me. I'm like, oh, you're cheating.
Well, it's like Arby when he was arguing with someone on a prank the other day, and they're sitting there talking shit, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, that's your opinion. I fucking crack up at that all the time. I'm like, that's a good response.
All right.
If anyone wants to add me on PSN, I'm Hero to Millions.
Hero to Millions?
I hear people talking about PSN.
PlayStation Network. Are you really? You're Here with a Million on PSN? Hang on. Yeah. Right. I'm Carlitos hyphen X.
Yeah,
XYZ wanted.
Oh yeah, yeah. We already linked up. Yeah, that's right. But I haven't been logged in so long. I don't even know if my PS3 it's plugged in. It's in front of me. I need to get a PS4. I don't even turn it on. PS4 came out, I was like, eh.
I have a PS4. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Let you stream Twitch with one button press.
If I was a good gamer, I would do Twitch shows. That'd be cool. But I suck at gaming.
I was doing Twitch broadcasts as a pre-show to this one.
Yeah. I like games. I play them, but I'm never any good. I can't do multiplayer for shit.
They were getting DDoS pretty hard the other day.
Yeah, I heard they were.
Which, yeah, people that hack PSN were DDoSing it. Lizard Squad or some shit.
What?
Hey, you doing? I was calling something about you had lost a quadcopter drone or something there.
Yeah. Why, have you seen it?
I think I found it.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
The four motors.
Yeah. Where do you live?
No, I got it. It's got it's got like two red arms and two white arms. It looks really nice, actually, to tell you the truth. There's not a whole lot of damage to it. I think a couple of the propellers are a little bent, but that's about it.
Cool. Where'd you find it?
Do you know over where? Do you know over where the? Jeez, where did I find it? Jeez, you know where the McDonald's is over there by the mall?
McDonald's?
Yeah, I don't know if it landed there or somebody had like grabbed it and just left it over there or what they did with it.
Yeah, 'cause I'm up on Sunset. I mean, I don't think it could have made it over to McDonald's, but anyway. Yeah,
well, I'm assuming that somebody probably found it and like put it in their car and like went over there and was showing it to someone and forgot it over in the parking lot.
Yeah, maybe. So could I come get it from you?
You come get it. Nah, that ain't no problem. But I just want to let you know it's gonna be like missing one engine.
Okay, I mean I'll take whatever I can get. You know, just
well, the part, it didn't happen in the crash. I took the engine.
Yeah. Okay.
I needed some spare parts for a project I was doing at the house.
Okay.
So I'm gonna keep the one engine.
Okay.
So, okay. Like, so what you said there was a big reward. What is this big reward? I got the engine. What else am I getting?
I don't know. What are you looking for?
I don't know. You said big reward. I didn't know what you had in mind there.
I don't know. Are you even serious about this thing? Because it's sounding a little strange.
No, it's strange. Let me tell you, all right.
I don't think anybody would have picked it up and left it over by McDonald's.
I don't know either. That's why I picked it up. It looked like an expensive piece of equipment. I figured I could make a dollar or two off of it.
Uh-huh. Then you need a little electric motor.
I got to have one motor because my wife, she's a bitch. She runs the place over here. She tells me what to do. And like, you know, she's yelling at me, oh, you better get big reward for this, big reward. And, you know, she won't let me get no sleep until I call you.
Well, what are you doing with the motor? I'm curious, because you said you have a house project, but it's a little tiny motor.
She had one of her sexual devices go bad on her, so she wants me to try to use one of the engines to repair the vibrator that she's been using. She said something about sentimental value. That's a family heirloom.
I get it. I mean, that kind of makes sense. It might be a little too strong for her, though.
I don't know. She's a big bitch. She's from Germany. That's why she thinks she can dominate me. She's a big German bitch.
Wow. This is good. I'm glad you called.
I'm glad I called too. So what type of reward are we looking for? You know, personally, I'd just give it to you, but she's a fucking bitch beyond belief, and she's demanding that I get some kind of reward out of it. You know,
I get the reward,
she's going to smack the fuck out of me, and so I would rather just get the reward.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a disaster. It's
crazy.
I don't know, I'm kind of at a loss for words. This is just, such a surprise.
All right, so let me, can you meet me over, like, by the McDonald's?
You think if I get your wife, like, one of those big blow-up dolls with a big cock on it, like, that would be good?
Sir, that's no way to talk to somebody. That's gross. We're strangers. It's not like we're buddies or something.
Oh, well, you know, I just figured I was trying to get you something that would help.
Let me tell you. All right, here's what we'll do. Meet me at the McDonald's and just buy me like three or four of those like cheap-ass cheeseburgers that I could take home to my wife. And like you come out with the sack of cheeseburgers, you can go, I suck your dick. I got these cheeseburgers, baby! And then I'll let you suck my dick, and then I'll take the burgers home to my wife, and we'll be all right.
All right, just regular cheeseburgers, though. Nothing fancy, no quarter pounders or anything.
No, I want the cheap ones, but you got to put some lip gloss on and blow me right there in the McDonald's parking lot.
Fuck, nah, that's getting a little steep there.
Oh, come on, I mean, how much you want this thing?
Maybe we can make it worth something else $1,000.
I mean, yeah, I got no qualms about it. I mean, I can take this mast out and, you know, hang it from a rope on the tree and just start shooting at it for all I care.
Yeah, no, I already got a new one, though, but I hope that motor thing works out for you. Yeah,
you blowing money around like that, Mr. Moneybags? You got cash to just fucking throw around on a new drone?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I'm not going to go to, like, a McDonald's parking lot.
And where's your woman at?
My woman?
Yeah.
I don't know. But if I bring a donkey over on a rope to fuck you,
and by woman, I mean,
would that be good?
Hey, you think your sister will give me a handy in the front of my Toyota Celica?
I don't know. She usually doesn't get in Toyota Celicas, but she might make an exception.
It's a quality car. It's better than an Audi.
Much better. I mean, you could take probably two of those drone engines and stick them in the car, and it would go faster than it does now.
You could take two of those drone engines and stick them up your ass, and you'd go faster too, smartass.
I had a feeling you were going to say that, because it's not that good.
Yeah, because you're a cocksucker.
Well, you're the fucking clown calling me on the phone, trying to watch a movie about Dragon Tear.
If I get Yuri, it's all over.
He's
from the Ukraine. He's no one to fuck with.
What's his name?
His name's Yuri.
Yuri, okay. What does Yuri like to do?
He loves to fight motherfuckers is what he likes to do.
Oh, tough guy.
That's what he did over in the Ukraine. He fought people. He was in prison over there, and that's how he made his keep in prison. He did the prison fight league.
Well, that's no joke.
No, he don't fuck around. They brought him over
here. I mean, who are you going to call next?
In a legitimate fight and shit, and they... it was a joke, and he ended up in jail and shit, and he just got out. So, you know, little do you know, he's got to be pissed a little bit.
Yeah, I'll bet. I saw lockup in Russia.
I'm putting him. I'm getting fun. Grab the phone.
Hello? Oh, you're going to get your
name is Yuri.
Oh, what's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm not doing okay. It sounds like you're talking some shit.
A little bit. Your friend is, you know, he's calling me and telling me he found my thing, but he didn't. He got me all excited. And, you know, I think he wants me to fuck his wife.
All he told me is you were talking shit. He said that that Ukrainian people are a bunch of pussies.
No. I said I'd bring a donkey over on a rope to fuck you both in the ass.
You think you're a funny guy? I am the most complete fighter in the world. I will come over there and I will meet you, eat your big toe.
Do you even know, like, where in the country I am? Do you know what state I'm in?
I know you're out in Los Angeles, motherfucker. You think you run around and talk shit and I will not find you? I have friends in your CIA.
That really makes me unafraid. Because our CIA is, I don't know.
You should be afraid. They're tracking your phone number now, yes?
Oh my god, clearly you have my phone number from the Craigslist ad.
Yes, and now they're tracking your location like a little bitch.
Oh, uh-oh. Are you going to send a drone after me?
You think this is a joke? I send drones after you?
Yes, I think you're
a joke. Would be me and my friend Jason David Frank will come by and we will show you. We'll show you the way.
I'd love to meet you. I would love to meet you.
Jason David Frank used to be a Power Ranger. He was the Green Ranger. He knows how to fuck people up.
All right, man. I gotta go watch my cartoons now. But you guys take it easy.
Make sure to finger your asshole afterwards, okay? Alright, whatever.
Yeah, baby. Alright. Good times. How you guys? You guys feeling all right? You guys all right?
Mm-hmm. Did he really think that was two different people? Good.
I guess.
I got some more coming here in a second.
Yes. All right. In the meantime, let's call a lost iPhone at Pearl City Walmart in Pearl City in Honolulu.
Maybe it's Charlie's cell phone.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Who's going to Salt Lake City to meet JDF?
I fucking miss Charlie, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Whatever happened with him?
He got a little crazy.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
Oh. They know me over at the Honoruru Inn now.
Did they drop?
I call him, and I'm like, yeah, my name is Dwight. I'm with PepsiCo. I need to do the order. Like, fuck you, Dwight. And I'm like, I call back, and I'm like, yeah, this is Dwight. I drive the truck. Like, oh, so there's two Dwights here? I'm like, yeah. The other Dwight's an asshole.
But you got him good, right? With a Pepsi order? You got him good with one, right?
A couple of them.
That's awesome.
I actually talked to his asshole son one time. And he's like, who is this? I'm like, I was doing the Dwight voice, but I said a different name. He's like, are you sure? Are you sure this isn't Dwight? And he fucking slams the phone down.
Wow. Yeah, his son is kind of an asshole. Talked to him a few times. He's always been a dick. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Who was it that had set up that fake Facebook account for Dewdrop in? Wasn't it was that Dialer? I think it was, right?
Yeah, I think it was Tyler.
I think it was the one that had like all the pictures of Charlie with his bird and shit all over.
His bird and like his daughter and shit.
I still remember the time you called Charlie and told him his daughter was in a Russian prison.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
What are you talking about?
She in jail? Forgot his daughter's name. He in jail? Oh, fuck you! Hey, now I want to hear that. You ruined it.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing? I'm calling about your Craigslist ad. I found the GoPro.
Yes?
I think I found it. Was it, like, close to the pier?
It could be, yes.
I think I found it. I found one just laying on the pier.
Just laying on it, or...
It was just laying on the ground.
Oh, okay.
I found it, picked it up. I thought about selling it because those are pretty expensive, but I found it and I found your ad.
I'm right now on the way to the airport because I'm leaving. Do you have a cable? I don't know if it's mine or not. So, do you mind to take it home and check it? You can look at the movie, or can you send me videos or something?
You mean like hook it up to my computer?
What again?
Yeah, sorry, I don't actually have a computer, so I can't see what's on it.
Oh, okay. So, where are you from?
I'm from here in Waikiki.
Okay, so, can you look it up when you... So you don't have a computer at all?
No, I'm poor.
Oh.
That's actually why I was going to sell this GoPro, because I need food, but... I went to the library, and I got on the computer.
Okay. Does it have a head strap on it? Do you know that?
What?
A head strap? Is it just like the camera, or is it like something on it?
Hold on. I can't understand. Hold on. This guy who I'm using his phone, he wants the phone back. Hold on. Here. Here you go.
Hey, how you doing? Did my buddy here found your camera, I understand?
Does it have a head strap on it?
Yeah, it's got a head strap.
So I'm on the way to the airport. I'm right now at the bus, and my flight is going at 8:55. I was staying at the Polynesian hostel close to the pier. I don't know if it's my camera or not. Would you mind go to the hostel, give it to them, and I will pay the guy, or I will give them transfer money to the guy who found it or something like that?
How long are you going to be gone?
Again, what?
How long are you going to be gone for there, sweetie?
I'm not living here, so I'm actually going home.
Oh, okay. Maybe I can mail it to you. What's your address?
The thing is, like, I don't know if it's even mine, so...
okay. Hang on, I got a computer. I don't know why he was telling you that there was no computer. I got one right here. Hang on, let me hook this thing up real quick.
Oh, you do have a computer?
Yeah, I got one. Hang on just a second. I got it hooked up. I'm just waiting for the program to come up.
Let's see. Good.
Okay, open files. Did you hear some video of some Asian gentlemen?
What?
Were there a lot of like Asians and stuff in the photos or in the video?
I can't understand you again. What?
Was there a lot of Asians and Hawaiians in the videos?
Asians?
Yeah, the Asians hang out in Hawaii too.
Oh. No, I'm not Asian.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm saying there's some Asian people in the video. Like, there were some... You caught some Asians?
Oh,
I swear to God, this has to be yours. Like, there's a woman who fits your description, and she's having sex. She's having this guy wear the GoPro camera with the head strap, and she's just having a really good fucking...
Okay. So... Yeah, so on the videos, like, there's, like, a lot of scuba diving stuff.
Yeah, a lot of scuba diving and, like, underwater sex.
Oh, yeah, then it's probably mine, yes.
You were doing the scuba diving with the underwater sex?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Does it feel better when you have sex in the ocean?
No, what? Sex in the ocean?
Yeah, that's what the video is of. It's like people scuba diving and having sex underwater.
No.
Yeah, they were sitting there looking at the fish, and all of a sudden, like, you see a bikini top float away, and then there was just a lot of fucking and moaning going on.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. It's yours, too. I could tell. I could tell by your voice that this is you.
What?
Yeah, I could tell by your voice. This is you in the video. You guys came up for air. You yelled, "Fuck me harder." This is definitely your voice.
What? No.
Yeah, your boobies are around this video.
Look at the size of those knockers.
Yeah, I mean, bravo for your ethnicity. You definitely have a nice set of boobies.
She's pretty hairy, though.
Yeah, but I don't understand, like, why you were yelling in the video, "Eat my labia." I mean, that's a little distasteful for a woman.
I don't understand. What?
The person you were traveling... Were you traveling with a man?
No.
Okay, so this was a female. A female companion of yours must have been taping you having sex, and I'm going to upload it to the internets.
No, it's not my GoPro.
It's definitely you. I could tell from your voice. I mean, if you're willing to come over here and like let me have sex with you, and you yell "eat my labia," we can confirm this or deny it.
What?
Yeah, hang on. Let me do a test. I'm watching this video, and they just performed an act. Tell me, on your best day, how many fingers you could put in your asshole?
What?
Yeah, how many fingers can you put in your asshole? It's a quiz question.
What did you say? I can't understand you even. I'm on the bus.
Okay, I'll do it slow. How many fingers, fingers like on your hand, can you put in your asshole?
What? It's not my video.
It's your video. Please. Of men putting men putting fingers in your asshole. I know you're ashamed, but it's okay. This is America, goddammit. We love this kind of type of stuff.
Is it like a bad joke?
No, ma'am. It's serious. That is the American dream.
I think you're just making fun about the situation.
I am not. I'm trying to return this GoPro camera that was used for pornographic reasons.
Okay, then take my email address and send me the videos that I can tell.
Oh, you are a dirty girl. What's your email address, ma'am?
What?
What is your email address?
My email address is zero. ZERABERBER at googlemail.com.
Wait a minute, your name's Zera, isn't it?
What?
Zera, that's your name, right?
Zera is my name.
Yeah, that's what the guy was yelling. He's like, oh yeah, Zera, fucking take it. This is definitely your video. This is your camera.
Okay, then send me the videos, and I will tell you if it's mine or not.
Man, why are you letting this man piss all over you? He's pissing on your chest. Aww. Oh, this is fucking disturbing. Ma'am, why are you into stuff like that? I mean, I was telling you about the American dream, but this is fucking ridiculous. Oh. Jesus Christ, ma'am. I'm gonna report you to the fish and game department. You should not have been doing this in the ocean.
So if it's a reward, can I get you to do that to me, please? I'm into that kind of stuff because I'm American.
What? Oh Jesus Christ.
Okay, can you send me the videos and I will tell if it's mine or not?
Listen, I'll send you the videos. But under one condition, no masturbating on the plane.
No, I won't.
I don't want you fingering your pussy on the plane.
What?
I do not want you fingering your vagina, pleasuring yourself on the plane. That's the only way I'm sending the video.
No, I won't.
Okay, do it. Do it, though, but think of me.
Okay, you know what? I'm hanging up because this is ridiculous.
Why? I thought we were starting to be friends. I thought maybe I could come visit you or something and stay with you for a couple days.
No, you know what?
Come on, let me stay at your house.
Toilet time. Okay, good. Want me to call her back, or are you good?
Hey, Carlito, can I play something down the line to you real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you heard this before. This would be kind of funny. Audio settings.
Thanks for taking over on me with that. I couldn't think of anything else to say.
Dwight, you are on with John.
even a little bit yet. And, you know, what I was throwing the screen at there is
we got to turn it up.
Witnesses are coming up saying that the guy was, you know, on his knees. And then the cops just started shooting up.
All we can hear is Nova slamming stuff around.
Hold on, I'll mute.
Right. There seems, I mean, without doubt, there are more facts.
Right. You know, I don't know if you've seen this fact. I actually just saw it on the little news feed up on the Yahoo section there. That actually George just rubbed his cock in this guy's face over and over. It was fucking fantastic.
Dump.
Hey, dump. Take a shit. dump.
All right. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to end the conversation with that quick call right there.
That's awesome. And they hit the dump button on you, man.
Yeah, well, he was an actual AM radio station out in Vegas.
Yeah, so he's simulcasting these.
Yeah, we tried going the BTR number. We're like, why the fuck isn't he answering? And people are like, oh, yeah, we're getting in on the actual radio station line.
That's funny.
And I was like, oh. So I called and I had to beat the screener real quick. And I think the screener was away from his console when I started talking about George rubbing his cock in people's faces.
Well, that's Nova. Nova drop. Bye. You all right? He's typing.
Go, Nova Ranger.
Come back, Nova, please. Thank you. Barkley, Shut Up and Jam. You ever play that? Barkley, Shut Up and Jam. That was a nasty piece of shit game. Be happy if you didn't.
Yeah.
So, what was that again? Was that the GoPro? I forget.
Yeah, okay. It was.
All right. So, here's the best bike on Craigslist for your awesome price.
Ooh.
$450 bike. Wow. That's more than a PS4 machine. It looks cool, though. Wow, it's black. All black. It's black on black.
Yeah.
It is a Specialized Cross Trail Disc 2013, whatever that means.
Yeah, look at all the lights on that.
Send me the link there, Enigmoid.
Enigmoid.
I can see why it's the best bike on Craigslist.
Send me the link. Yeah, there we go.
But what's with the Jack LaLanne power juicer also? Does he throw that in for free?
I have no idea.
There's like a random.
I've seen that too.
It's a bad random power juicer.
That's like that one guy called. I forget what I was buying from him. I think it was some type of like. Oh, it was a cherry picker, an engine cherry picker, yeah. And like there was all this shit in the background. I kept telling him I wanted him to throw like all this different shit in with it, and he's like, "Oh, it's not mine. It was taken out of my parents." I was like, "That tree, the tree that's next to the cherry picker. I fucking want that tree." And the guy's like, "No, you can't have the tree." And I was like, "Well, I'm coming to get the cherry picker, and whether you know it or not, tonight that tree's coming up missing.
The tree's mine.
I'm fucking pull it out."
All right, here's his bike.
Yeah. Oh.
Bike machine.
I bet I can get a pretty dollar for the rims. They're alloy. I'm gonna scrap that shit.
Thought that looked nice. Yeah, like black alloys, right?
Yeah.
Bye. Thank you for calling Keon. I can't get to the phone right
now. Yo.
I know some black guys that would love those fucking wheels, man. They'd put them on chains and wear them around their neck and shit.
Shit. You can put them on your ears. Pierce. I think this is going to be it. I'm sorry, Nick. I know you sent more numbers, but we got a major power failure in my brain right now.
Oh, that's cool.
I feel good though, man. I feel good. Feels good.
Hi. Thank you for calling Keon. I can't.
You guys see the naked celebrity pics? It's all the rage. I keep talking about it. Yeah, man. It's good.
Hey, here's one more. You gotta do this one. This one's pretty funny.
I gotta do it. Okay. Which is it? Hurry.
Right here.
Okay.
boss envelope with money.
Nice. Are they seriously trying? Okay, fair enough. God bless them. They have faith. It's $2 bills. That's a lot of... That's a moderate amount of money, right?
Yeah.
It was a lot of money. First month in deposit. Trying to rent a place for themselves and two babies.
Oh, I like how they threw the two babies in there.
Baby. I'm going to ask for talk to the baby. To hear the babies to make sure.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Ah, shit.
Maybe she found him. Or he.
We're sorry.
No answer. Let me scan through the numbers, see if anything pops up at me that I have to do. Bikes, Crown Vic.
That one free mattress, they had a lot of stains on it. I don't know. It looked kind of...
Let me see a free one. Touch screen.
It's the one with says note nasty ass stains. I can repaste it if you want.
Yeah, I repaste it because I'm scanning, but I don't see it. Okay.
Oops. I hate that when you copy a message and fucking yeah. Skype does that.
Yeah, no, it's alright. Yeah, it is annoying, the quotation marks and all that. Alright, cool. Alright, let me take a look at it first. Oh man, really? What was it? Try it. Ew. Hey, it looks like it's been slept in without sheets on and all that.
Yeah, like a whorehouse.
Oh. It's free. It's nasty. All right.
I can imagine if you blue lighted that shit.
Ugh.
A mailbox belonging to 8082.
Damn. Try again.
The mailbox belonging to 80.
Alright, now I'm really done. I'm leaving. No Ken show tonight, Ken. Oh, he's gone already. He left. Oh, I guess not. Alright, well, thanks Enigma for being on with me, buddy.
Sure, anytime, man. Alright. It's awesome. Bye. Have a good one.
Yep. You guys too, you have a good night. A good week coming up. I'm sure I'll be around and do many shows this week and make us all laugh.